Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey! Hey, everybody, hello!
Yay!
Thanks for tuning in to Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he's with my brother playing Dungeons & Dragons. Here is a theme song submitted to us by Cameron Buckmaster. It's got to be a fake fucking name. It's got to be a fake name.
Yeah,
he has a Hotmail email address. Anyway, here's Cameron's really sweet sounding little Jonah Ray intro.
Jonah Radio. Jonah Radio.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in, Jonah Radio. Cash Hartzell's here. Cash.
Hi. How are you? Everybody doing okay?
Neil Mahoney's here. Neil, what do you have on your phone as far as sound drops go?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet? We will wait.
That was David Lee Roth. And the Diamond Dave app is very low.
Yet you continue to try and use it. It's the thing that my favorite sound drop of the Diamond Dave app is that the thing you say every time afterwards, like, so weird, so quiet. I don't know why I use it. There we go. Wow. Adam is on assignment in, I don't know, Orthocorf or whatever mystical land him and his fucking nerd friends are playing with. The guy that I hated for turning his back on like kind of nerdy things as we were kids is now missing my rock and roll podcast to fucking play make-believe with other fucking assholes that he lives in a building with. So he's gone. But our guest tonight, our writer for Uncle Grandpa, a writer for Rick and Morty, a regular in the Channel 101 scene, which is his favorite credit. former writer on Web Soup. Please, everybody, welcome Mr. Wade Randolph.
Yeah.
Thank you for the day. Feels so good.
All right. And then you've been on this before, but without me.
I was on, yeah. What was it called?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
You were on Neil Mahoney.
Oh, boy.
our other guest is a comedian whose album Shame Chamber topped the Australian charts last year.
And, has a wife.
He is originally from the San Francisco scene of comedy. He came up with the likes of Posehn, Blaine Kapach, Patton Oswalt, Greg Barron. He is also the host of the Closeted Podcast. the Closeted Podcast, Walking the Room.
And I have a new one.
You have a new one now?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Dollop.
The Dollop?
With me and Gareth Reynolds.
The
Dollop.
What?
What?
Dave Anthony, ladies and gentlemen. And joining
and
us.
And I'm on Marin. What the fuck?
Aw.
You, my biggest credit.
Writing a television show called Marin.
My biggest credit.
Because this is what I wanted you to do. Tell him I work on Marin.
The only thing Snub that I've troll. Ever done that anyone gives a flying fuck about.
Come on. Have some more self-respect. I could bring up that fucking crazy article that someone wrote about you.
Yeah, weird, right?
Someone Ooh. Wrote... So. Oh, also, Deanna Rooney, animator, artist, and... my wife is here. Sorry, I'm not
fired.
I'm not so much a fan of the ironic saying of my wife.
I was just going to mention that.
I don't like it.
I didn't
it.
Know if you were going to do
no,
it.
No, 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 because I don't like it. I don't like. I don't like it. I don't like the ironic. I don't like the layers.
You have to
of
give
irony.
It another 5 years, and then maybe.
But I like. It's you like the, you know, there's that thing in comedy where guys like force the like force the subject, you know, for like, oh, it's like I'm doing it because it's just that I hate it. Yeah. But what I like to do is the you know, Mel Gibson, Harrison Ford action movie of just a my wife. That's what
that's the context of that. Wow. Jim Kill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, a little like Walter White, just like my wife.
Yeah, I like that.
So it's animator, artist, my wife.
That's me.
That's you. So, what was the interview, Dave? You did an interview where it's not even an interview. It's like they interviewed your family and all your friends, and they did nothing but say how like you constantly self-sabotaged yourself, and that's why I want Wade to see what it could happen.
Here's a cautionary tale.
If you just call everyone a piece of shit at every job you have.
I just do that behind their backs.
That's the difference.
It starts
maybe
that way.
Maybe it's not the other way. Yeah. Maybe it's a you're kidding me. This the fan and the sprinkler not bothering you?
No, they're
because we all know you're the best at determining what sounds good.
Yeah. Pause.
Pharaoh, shots fired.
Nah, I'm off that now.
All right.
Jesus, that is fun.
Isn't it fun?
So yeah, you wrote a bunch of this new season of Marin.
I did,
including the pilot episode that just aired, where Hardwick was involved.
Did Hardwick promote it?
Yes,
he posted a clip. I remember that.
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was very funny in it.
Yeah, he was great. He was great at playing a domineering, asshole, resentful guy. Like, he was really good at that.
Yeah. I agree.
Wait, are you upset that I made fun of you?
No, I was just trying to think if I'd seen Marin or not.
Well, we'll put it this way. Have you seen Uncle Grandpa or Rick and Morty?
No.
All right.
Even playing field.
Wow. Exactly.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. See, this is what happens with Wade, though. It's like Wade's going to start getting uncomfortable. He's like, I don't want to embarrass myself. I want to get a job.
Like, what?
We've hung out with people before, and you get like, you're like, it's just like I feel uncomfortable because it's like, I want to get a job from this guy one day.
When did I say that?
Probably after a 7 dozen beers.
Yeah. I've only had half a bottle of wine.
Do you not want to get jobs from people?
No, I want to. Can I have a job?
Yeah, what are you hiring for, Dave?
Yeah. I could use it.
Not after this exchange.
You will not be allowed anywhere near his closet where he does his work.
Dash works in a place I used to work.
What the fuck is that?
That's a Brontosaurus Rex.
What?
Yeah,
it's
a
real recording.
He works in a place I used to work.
I do, and I was just telling them, I was the Talking Dead liaison to make sure that you didn't take any cheap shots at Talking Dead during the Marin shoot. I get paid an extra week of work for that, and I napped through the whole thing. I figured any shots you had were well shot.
What? No, I did take shots on it. They just didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little racism shot in there during the episode.
Wait. Nice. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the line in that?
Why are there no black zombies in Atlanta? I got that one in.
Well, like, you know what? There were two. Then they got their heads chopped off with a samurai sword.
Yeah. Wait, that was three. Who was the third?
The viewer. I don't know.
Wow, you're not going to work with that soundboard. That's really good.
I'm trying my best. I'm going to do my best, but let's go. I think that... what?
Is the soundboard new?
No, it's usually just Neil doing it.
I usually run it from an iPad, but...
Why aren't you doing it?
Yeah, why not?
Why the change-up tonight?
What happened?
What's wrong with your neck?
Where's the iPad?
Yeah, you're gesturing. Are you okay? It seems like you're gesturing to me.
I'm gesturing with my neck.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything.
The answer is cash.
Yep.
Cash was too busy working on a bacon show.
Yes.
So wait, you were watching over me?
I was supposed to be. I took a nap.
Didn't you see the two footsteps in the sand?
No. It wasn't. It really was me pitching them. Like, you should really have somebody here. But you know that would. I'm on a weekly, but like I could come in for that one day if you want. You just have to pay me the weekly. Like it was just a straight out hustle to get an extra week's worth of pay. I enjoyed watching rehearsal, but I was like, these guys don't need me.
Wait,
here.
Wait, you came in on your day off and napped?
Yes.
Why didn't you just fucking stay at home and not nap?
Because then I wouldn't have been there to get paid. Like I like.
Oh, you got paid extra.
I got paid extra. I got paid an extra week's worth of work.
If you were there or not, right?
I don't think anybody noticed that I was there, anyways.
Of course.
I got a. I know you from Marin, and then that was about it.
Yeah. They don't listen to podcasts. I know that for sure.
Oh, talking about
these are the things that I've said.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do listen.
I'm walking the room.
I listen to the podcasts, and I took a job there, and so I was waiting for shit to come around the corner at me.
Oh man! All right, we're gonna take a break with the song. From, you know what, actually, I don't know the name of the song.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Best DJ in town.
Yeah. It's a friend of the show.
Oh, I know what it's called.
It sounds like a dog.
This is the band Golden Afternoon with the song Myrna's Revenge. It's a submission. Here you go. Myrna's Revenge by the band Golden Afternoon. I think they're down from Long Beach.
Long Beach, California.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Sublime and Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. What are some other stalwarts of the
Long Beach scene?
Long Beach Sub All Stars,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Which was
the Ziggins.
Ziggins. Oh God.
The Ziggins. Sing some of that.
They had a really interesting song.
No, I want
song.
You to sing some Sublime. Right.
Some Sublime?
And don't you dare describe it as interesting.
We're just going to sing it all night. It's going to
be
awesome.
That was a thing that like happened last week where I was I'm obsessed with the song All Star by Smash Mouth.
Uh-huh.
And as much as like I like play like you know played like you know dumb version song, I never thought to myself, "Let's go online and look up Smash Mouth covers." And yeah. Every version we found was way better. except for one. We talked about this a little bit at the Portland show.
Yes.
If you get anyone who came out to the Bridgetown show,
that's a live
congratulations. One. You're the only ones who will ever hear it.
That's the way you build what, it, right? As like an exclusive.
No, yeah, it's an exclusive. It didn't record, come. But the craziest shit happened.
What happened?
Didn't record.
Because I did a show in Australia where we combined two podcasts. The show sold out in like 7 minutes. Like,
oh, we didn't do that.
People, and they fucked up the recording, and
yeah.
It's like legendary now.
Oh, I really? Remember hearing the one that you guys did in the hotel room afterwards.
When I was
just
bombed,
kind of like, you just
plowed.
Feel like I could hear the sweat and the, like the just like, ah, fuck, what are we even doing here? And like... But, yeah, the fact that it's happened to almost every podcast I listen to and there's been an episode dedicated to the
yeah.
one that they lost is the only reason I didn't flip out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
How many live ones have you done?
That was our third.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the one at the record store was slightly Rockapella version.
You know what? I'll give you fucking... $10.
Oh boy!
I'll give you $10
cash.
You
or
find
Canadian?
Me a college a cappella group.
Is this credit or cash?
I'm going to give you 10 copies, signed, autographed copies of pictures of Cash.
Yes.
Okay.
I call them thousands. I call them cash bucks.
Okay.
I'll give you 10 cash bucks if you can show me a college a cappella group where the majority. Of the guys in it aren't white. I'll give you $10.
So some sort of
Howard
tone.
University.
Yeah, there's got to be a Howard University.
Come on.
Or I'm sure there's a very special Cosby show or a different world that shows us. But I can guarantee you none of those all-black college a cappella groups are covering All Star.
Yeah.
No. Well, you know,
there's
it's like
I don't know if you can. The snaps.
There's a guy doing it. No, that's the, and this is the thing. There's always the fucking guy who like, it's like he's the beatboxer. They always have beatboxers now, and like there's always the guy that goes out, and you can just imagine he's like, I'm gonna go and audition for the college a cappella group,
yeah,
and then he goes out and he can't fucking sing,
yeah.
And they're like, can you make drummy sounds with your mouthy mouth?
Do they call it a mouthy mouth?
Yes, that's what they do because they're dumb pieces. Like, they, you know, my least favorite part about really white people is that if they fucking attempt anything or like you know like to go up a flight of five stairs, their cheeks, you know, like the white people where their cheeks. Just get bright red.
Yeah.
Like they're so fucking pale. Like that's, I fucking can't handle that. It makes me uncomfortable.
And I hate that about them.
That's not you. It's like I'm talking about where it looks like they're breaking out in hives.
Fucking whites.
I love you having your wife on this podcast now.
Yeah. What?
Oh, it's not you. It's everybody
knows
you.
No, it's just because she looked at me like I was. No, I'm talking about like.
Well, you know we're all white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like talking super to white. 99.9% of our...
My name is Jona Rodriguez.
Look at my brother.
I'm Blade, man. I'm a daywalker. I can go back and forth when needed.
Okay.
That's a Patton Oswalt reference.
Portugal is not Spanish at all.
It's like, next to it.
It's
close. Latin at all, I should say.
Right. It's close.
Portugal isn't... Latin?
It's Brazilian.
Latin, no.
Yet Spain is. You know, Portugal
no, Spain
actually,
is not Latin either.
Spain
it's
is Hispanic.
Spanish.
Hispanic.
You're European.
I have yeah, lots of I have black blood in me.
What just happened?
I have black
hey, don't
blood
tell me what
me.
Happened at the 7-Eleven today.
Hey, yo.
Things just got yeah,
I
super weird.
I have no idea. I'll tell you this. I have black blood in me because I'm not proud of what happened, but... Because of the slave trade that happened on the Azores, where my family is from.
You have sickle cell anemia?
Sure do.
No shit.
Well, I have seen him get the itis. Every,
do you really?
Every time.
No,
he
I mean, if a black guy fucks
a disease
you,
that only
doesn't mean that you have black blood in you.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I take it all back.
Only if he's got a bloody dick.
I mean, my
oh,
mouth.
You know what?
My last name is Randolph. How do you think I? How do you think I feel?
I feel like
about me making fun of white people.
Most Randolphs are black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Give Zach some examples.
Randolph? That just means you own the most slaves.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not proud of it.
That's seriously
awkward.
Jackson, Jefferson, like,
I know.
Get with it.
I know.
Washington.
Smalls. That's not a very popular last name. But.
Smalls.
Oney.
No, we didn't own any slaves.
The Anthonys clearly did.
Yeah, you did.
Where do you hail from? My peeps are from Ireland.
My peeps are from Ireland.
I mean,
all my homies are from Dublin.
I said nothing like that.
No, but you said my peeps are from. You said my peeps.
My peeps.
So
yeah.
With that, I took the fact that you were using the words that you shouldn't use,
peeps.
And then I put on like an.
I'm talking about the little Easter candy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They're imported.
They're dyed green when they're from Ireland.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the small Easter.
Over.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You're wearing green. Dee and I celebrate our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
A couple weeks ago. And so we asked our friend if he knew anyone in the area with mushrooms because we wanted to just.
Oh, shit.
Take a mushroom.
Traditional one-year gift.
So you went
mushrooms.
To Lake Tahoe to get mushrooms?
No. We were in Lake Tahoe.
And then you asked...
If you can't find mushrooms in Lake Tahoe, then you are not...
Oh, really?
...doing
well,
right.
We weren't about to just start asking random people.
Why not?
It was an off-season.
Just
go you knew someone in the area.
Just go to Harrah's. That's what I do.
They got a great concierge.
Yeah. Just keep valeting your car at different casinos.
Yeah.
And then pulling the guy close when you tip him and say, hey...
You know any fun...
I'm on a Super Mario quest... FYI, wink.
And then you just like
trying to go to Smurf Town.
Yeah, I'm on a Super Mario quest. Well, here's a prostitute. No, I don't need a Princess Peach.
I am looking for a Bowser shroom.
Did you? And then he brings you a frog to lick the belly of.
Oh no!
Oh.
Does that ever happen? Anyone try that?
No,
I don't think
we just heard about Beezin.
Oh yeah.
Well, I haven't heard about Beezin.
Because
it burns beeswax or whatever on their eyelids, and then apparently it trips them out.
What?
No, like it's just burns. And
you want?
Like,
no.
Do
you want to do it?
It gets, I have some.
It put it on your
higher.
Eyelids.
Oh shit!
I think you need.
Wait, I wasn't.
That sounds
an
like
impetus.
Total.
But like, there's a thing that like
outside, right?
Like guys who used to
do that.
Like raver kids used to do ecstasy and then rub Vicks vapor.
No, they would put the Vicks inside the like the carpenter's mask. That's what those rave kids would do.
Yeah.
I mean,
that sounds great.
You can see how we're all aged like 3 years apart. No. By the time I got there, they were doing this. Oh, yeah. They had put it in a mask by the time I got there.
And in my day, they were rubbing it all over their face.
I just knew.
No sophistication, no technology involved. Just clearly beating themselves in the face with clubs to feel dizzy.
Wait, did you get mushrooms?
Oh yes.
Yeah,
so
we did.
So this is because the people.
All right. Well, let's save Wade Beezin for the last act.
So we get a hold of the guy, and then we're like, does this seem sketchy?
How did you
this?
Get a hold of the guy?
It was a friend of a friend. It was like a cousin of a friend.
Yeah,
or something.
A foaf.
And so we're just kind of like, and then like we're just getting texts from this guy. He's like, hey, I'm coming back from Carson City.
Shady already. City. I'll answer your question right now. Absolutely. Yeah.
I got a load of psilocybin coming in from the case. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was out at the Bunny Ranch for my weekly. Those girls go through a lot of hallucinogens.
Yeah. We drove by the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, it was a lot. I knew it would be sad, but it was sadder looking.
Yeah, it's sadder than
I
you think. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would be.
How sad, the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah. Well, I think a place that's out in the middle of nowhere where women just sit in a shack to get fucked is pretty sad.
Not only that, do you know why?
Do some pomp and circumstance at the front of it, you know, like it's just like clearly like
I've only seen
no
it on
because
the
they're all
like,
mobile homes, they're all on wheels underneath so that they can move because they live near county lines. So if they get heat, they can move.
Is that true?
No, it's been in the same spot since 1955.
I know, but they own property on like three different county lines, so they can just move the whole shit next door.
So if that county shuts it down, they can just move it.
Right.
Oh, that's weird. So it's like a school that doesn't can't afford.
Yeah, buildings. It's like those outdoor school buildings.
Yeah,
like oh, we've got overflow because people were fucking in.
We can't afford
82.
A real building for you.
Yeah, when I worked at a magazine, we sent a guy to interview a woman and her daughter who were working there.
I have that
at the
issue.
Same time.
What? Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I'm proud to be I want to fuck. You know what? I can't fuck the mother daughter combo because I want to fuck one woman while another woman cries.
They wouldn't work together, but they
you don't
both
have to go that far. I
there.
Can introduce you to some.
And there was it was a pretty like bummer interview because the guy we sent was not like a caring individual person.
Yeah. So okay, so you do mushrooms. What happens?
Well, no, it's not so much the mushrooms was like the boring part. We just kind of we took them, we got tired, and we listened to music and laid down next to the fire.
That's what happens when you do mushrooms when you're older.
No. We did mushrooms over New Year's, and it was a fucking blast. But we were with a group of people, and everyone was fucking like, you know, nuts. But we got to the guy's place, and it's just this guy from Cape Cod, I think.
No shit.
Yeah, he was just
what's his name?
Oh, that's so weird.
No,
the
what's
CC?
Don't give his name out.
Yeah, the CC, Carson City, Cape Cod.
And we're like,
can't handle any. Consonants past.
We're not sure what we're to expect. And the guy's like, it's like, hey, I have the place with the black, you know, the black SUV in front. We're like, oh boy, what's this?
That sounds rare.
Say? And then like we pull in, and then like it's just a guy like putting mulch on a lawn, and like he's like, hey, park right over here. And then his pregnant wife is going, hello. And then we like get the stuff, and then like it's just kind of a. That like we don't want to. He's like, yeah, it's old. I'm not going to use it. So here you go. And then we're like, cool. About to leave. We had to hang out with him.
Oh no!
The but then he like you know, he shows us like pot. They're like these people that rent this cabin. But there's like he's like that's a $5 million home. This is a $15 million cabin right here. The guy who owns Oracle. The company Oracle, that's his place right over there. And then this dude shows up in a yellowish, like huge truck.
It was yellow.
It was a yellow truck. And he comes out, and he's just this buff dude. And like it says drywall on the side, like he does a drywall company on the side of his truck. And then he comes out, and he's like, hey, everyone knows how much I like peeps. So all my coworkers got me these peeps. And he just has all these different peeps. And he just starts eating them as we're talking to him.
Jesus Christ, nobody likes peeps.
Dude, that's the thing. He's like, everyone likes peeps.
No.
And then he's like, do you want a peep? I was like, no. And then the lady, the pregnant lady, she's like, the only good thing to do with peeps is put him in the microwave. Because they can expand and explode. And this guy's just chowing down on peeps as we're talking to him.
That would have been, you guys missed an opportunity. Take a peep, take some mushrooms, microwave that motherfucker, and watch your mind explode.
Wait, that's true. That's what we should have done.
Eat the mushrooms with the peep, because mushrooms taste terrible.
No, we used hummus for that.
Oh, that's smart.
But
how Jewish of you.
Is he excited about the movie Peeps?
There's a movie Peeps?
Oh, it's about how your peeps are from Ireland?
So I know a guy. I've been shot, so I quiet down.
No, that's just shots fired.
Oh, that's not real.
Yeah.
I know a guy who was sitting around with some friends, and he's like making fun of all the bad ideas that are being sold, like Sorry, the game. And
right.
And he goes, what's the dumbest thing we can think of, and we'll try to sell it? Peeps.
Sure. And, like, get the rights
so
to
he's
peeps.
Got the rights to peeps.
Wow. He'll definitely sell it after Legos.
Could I get a job on that?
All right, we're going to take a break with a song off the new Radioactivity album. This is a good album. This is the band Radioactivity. It's on Dirt Nap Records. Enjoy it.
Take you.
That's not what I did. Well, tell them what you said I did at the live show.
Pose? Come on.
Also, this is like I was in a chair,
right?
And I was looking at the guy, and this is the armrest, and I'm like this. Neil doesn't do stand up. He doesn't know that you're supposed to keep the mic at your mouth so you fucking in case you need to make a joke. So I'm like this, and Neil's making fun of me for it.
It's super insulting.
What? Tell him your stand-up
I don't
jokes.
Do stand-up, so I've never seen stand-up, so I don't know that you need to keep a mic near your mouth.
No,
I
like no, to, you don't I know the impulse you, to have you're yeah. fucking...
I understand the impulse, but I was making fun of the impulse.
Well, then you make fun of
because clearly the guy you're watching is a...
Dave had his hand... We were listening to a song just now. Dave had his hand up next with the mic. And
I did. No, he brought it up. That's why I mentioned it.
I did.
He said the joke, then he brought the mic up and said it again.
So now you're insulting our friend Dave!
I told the joke...
And my wife?
No, I thought it was funny that I did it because I realized I was doing it. We weren't recording, and I put the mic up to my mouth to say a joke.
Do you want
to
know the worst part?
But I do that at home when I'm just sitting around the house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always have a mic in my hand.
Do you want to know the worst part? It's like I make fun every time Matt Meyer gets into a room. He just like huddles next to the microphone before we ever start recording, and just starts making like jokes into the microphone. Very much upsetting to me.
Wow,
upsetting to everybody.
Wow. We're trying to talk someone into Ubering a cat.
Oh yeah, so
we should totally join us.
So D and I have been we took on a cat hoping that we could keep it. Turns out I'm allergic to it. So we found a foster home for it. Or no, we've been the foster home.
We
found a permanent home? Forever home is what they call it.
Forever home?
Oh, you were looking for the heartbroken orphan term.
Yes,
for it.
Forever home.
They call it a forever home?
Yeah. It's like
it's been very popular.
Yeah, it's a Tiki's looking for a forever home. He's good with kids.
You know what's a forever home? It's like a graveyard.
Yeah.
That is a forever home.
I've noticed I'm starting to get like, I'm starting to get, as I get older, I get crusty laugh. It's like when something really makes me laugh, I go, yeah. That's how I've been laughing at things lately.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that crust that's around the corner of your mouth.
Yeah, you have crusty stuff. It's very Hawaiian.
I started doing this thing my dad does. When something I don't really think is funny, but I need to show that it's funny. And my dad does this too. I just go, ah! And it's like, and I'm
shorty.
Like, where the fuck did I pick that up? And then my dad did it, and I was like, fuck.
Fuck you.
Yeah, like, just fuck, because it's not going anywhere.
That's the comment.
Me for the rest
okay,
of my life.
Okay, so here's the thing. The people who are taking the cat, Dee's trying to get them to either come here, because she's had some wine, and it's not safe to drive.
Responsibly.
You were clearly not listening to the answer she just gave.
And who had the idea to Uber the cat?
Mine.
You?
Me. Of course.
Who was like
no,
smart
enough?
No, it
was over to... there. It was one of them.
Yeah,
no,
so it was Cass probably. Yeah,
but
probably
I felt like
me.
I made
it. No, it was 100% me. I'm like, oh, but here's sure. I don't have
sure
a car right now.
Remembers.
I'm Ubering everyone.
This is like... a writer's room and not bicker about it. We can all take credit for it.
No, but I'll take credit for it.
Let's all take credit for it.
I felt like you said it, but then I made it funny. Like you said,
I do remember Dave doing some
funny by reiterating it and making it like, no, this
into the microphone. This is where we came in, guys.
Please actually do this. I made it a joke as like, I just say
no,
stuff
I want
and then
it.
I try to figure out which.
I want it to happen. And then I want it to be an LA Weekly article. No, can you Uber animals? Call them up. Why? Let's call up Uber and see if we can.
Oh my god, I just bit my tongue so hard. Let's keep talking.
Could you Uber like a chicken?
Listen, here's the thing.
Let's see what we can Uber.
If you get if you the Uber guy's going to show up. If you get the one who needs the cash, he'll do
he'll
it.
He'll take it. Let's
take whatever.
No, he's not even going to question. He's going to go, okay, it's the same amount of money.
What if we did this? What if we did this? What
if he's going to take the really long route.
What if we Ubered a guy here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we give them money to go get something for us from the store.
They won't do that. They won't do that.
They won't?
I know someone who's tried to do that.
Okay.
They won't do it. They'll
Why?
Like, I'll take you to the store,
oh.
and then I'll take you back home.
But what if you say, I have horrible diarrhea?
Then they'll say, you know.
Diarrhea in your car.
What if you order an Uber and then like go cruise for hookers? It's like, slow down in front of that one.
You can Uber around town. Is that you're talking
about? Once you're in the car, anything goes. I think.
Hey.
You're
once you're in the car,
wild in the middle of that sentence.
Anything goes.
I mean, get ready for your rating to be sacrificed for
you don't
want to
lose out
things.
On that star rating. I think I had like a bad experience in San Francisco with a guy that was kind of being shitty about his drive, and then I came back here. The next time I tried to order an Uber, the wait was exponentially longer.
Yeah. Four, so you lost a star?
Because I lost a star.
4.3? I think I lost a star. People are canceling on me.
Listen, really? 4.3 is like the lowest they'll pick
up.
Really?
Yeah. And one guy, because one guy told me that. He goes, your rating's really low. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, it's below 4.3. Like, most people won't even pick you up.
Dude, because like we were
and
told
I'm a fucking sweetheart. Like, I have never, ever once said anything.
That might have been a con job to get you to give him a 5.
Well, I give everyone a 5. I don't give a shit.
Right? I feel like it's all manipulation.
No, stop. If they run yellows and they're speeding and stuff, I'm like, well, I'm getting there faster.
It worked. Like, if I get, you know, T-boned, maybe I'll give them a 3.
I have to wonder, though, do you get penalized for, I do a thing because it makes me happy. If someone just sits in their car for a prolonged period of time after accepting the ride, I just cancel it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh.
You ever watch them? You can see them on the map. You can see them just taking the fare and then just not going for a bit.
And they'll even drive in the opposite direction. You're like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they had to do a U-turn. Maybe they're on the wrong side of the street.
After they drop you off, you watch them and they just sit there. And
no, before they pick you up.
Yeah, they accept it before anyone else can and they just sit there.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah,
if it takes more than, like, I usually give them 2 minutes. Because I understand maybe you're eating a sandwich or something. You go,
wait, you're paying for the park before you get in the car?
Oh, no. But just on principle, hogging. You could, like, see every car that's in the area around you.
They're cock blocking.
So, yeah. They take the bid and they don't
and then you
come
watch
and get
the
you.
Cock sitting.
Yeah, and it's infuriating.
No,
and
you were right.
I don't know if I get penalized for
You
not.
Might.
You, no, no,
I'm
no,
sure
no,
you get penalized
you,
for canceling.
You don't.
Rides.
I know all about this, and you don't.
You go, girl.
Like
no?
once.
Tell me away, Randall.
Once you've canceled it, like they can't rate you because that would be a hindrance to the system.
Oh yeah.
You know but I feel like on the overall system, the more rides you cancel, that probably whittles away.
You right? keep canceling rides.
Right. Right.
Like the system would say that's not
cool.
Yeah.
They would be saying.
Because okay. I'm getting rides canceled on me. Like well. In the last 4 days, I've had 2 canceled on me. That's never happened before.
What's your star rating?
I don't know.
We can't tell. We'd have to get the Uber guy in here.
That's a great
podcast.
I'm
going to ask him tomorrow on my way to work because I have to do it again.
Dude, I had a fucked up thing happen to me the other night. I was leaving my friend's place. His name is Mike. I called an Uber. The Uber driver's name was Mike.
Mike who?
Mike Chillian. He's an Uncle Grandpa.
Oh, you guys were hanging out?
Yeah, former
Michael O'Malley?
Yeah,
after work?
He works
Michael
O'Malley. Grandpa.
So you guys are like working? Friends not at work?
Yeah, well, you know, it's
that
after
must be work.
Make, we go,
must
we go
be,
to the park.
Make work like really nice. Like,
you guys ever
we're
with your
friends? We've been friends for a while.
Do you guys ever like go to a park?
We've never been to a park together,
I ride my bike through Griffith Park, and it's still straight up big time. Bunch of dudes by themselves waiting in their cars.
Yeah.
Big
is
time
really?
Cruising. Yeah. Big time cruising.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I thought you had to find, like, the. Where exactly is it?
Oh, it's just like.
Wow.
Can you drop a pin for me?
Have
you Uber me to there?
Oh, we need some sort of art indicating the eyebrow that Wade just dropped on that. where exactly where it was.
It is hard to know because I know how to get there on my bike. I don't know how to get there in my car, which would kind of like leave me out of the running for trying to give a guy a hand job.
No, you can do it on a bike.
No, you can. You'll commute there. You just use.
You
their
pull
car.
Up to the side of the bike. You lean in the car and you just jerk a guy off, and then you keep going.
I feel like, because I used to like try and experience nature by like driving in Griffith Park and like writing in my little writing books when I was trying to write sketches and jokes and stuff.
That's right.
And
it's a different kind of
I had
nature.
Guys like, lean in my window. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you have a punchline for this?
I
it just keeps going like this.
Advertising something that I am not selling.
All right, so you and Mike are...
No, so I left Mike's. I call an Uber. The guy's name who's picking me up is Mike.
Right.
So a car comes up. And I go, Mike? And he's like, yeah. So I get in. I'm on my way home. Like 90% of the way there, the ride gets canceled. And he's like, why'd you cancel the ride? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. My friend Mike had also called an Uber.
Oh.
He was there to pick Mike up. So when I said, this guy's name wasn't Mike. When I said Mike, he thought I'm Mike.
Oh, this is the classic double Mike.
So did you get a
so many Mike?
Two Mikes.
Did you get a free ride out of it, or what happened?
No, what happened is like we got like we both got charged like penalty fees
for
canceling.
What?
And then what? we had to write Uber and be like, "You guys,
hey, you guys, fucking Mike, you mic'd your shit up."
So this is like a fun thing you guys get together on Monday. Oh, it's great working with a friend.
Yeah, because we could figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless your friend's name is Mike.
Who else has a Mike story?
That particular or any?
Like any Mike story.
Any Mike. Just pick a Mike.
Did we already tell our Mike
my
story?
My uncle
about...
blamed me for his divorce. His name was Mike.
What? Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you fuck his wife?
No.
What?
Wait, hold on. You're going to go and take out the cat?
I got to.
I thought they said they were going to come.
No, what I about, never said that.
I thought she said she was going
to I said
go.
It was up in the air, and I left up to her, and I felt bad because her drive makes no sense coming here.
Yes, because she would have to go past her home. Are you going to be okay to drive?
Yeah.
Are you going to Uber with the cat?
Uber with the cat. I'll pay. I'll pay. Uber with the cat. I'll pay. I'll pay. Uber with the cat.
You not know how chants
Uber
go?
With the cat.
What?
You threw in a new chant right when we got it started.
Yeah, no,
we
I did. Started it.
Yeah, you started it. Me and Dave jumped on it because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then you changed it all of a sudden.
You changed it.
No, I kept going. You guys didn't. Like,
no, you did it. You can't start
the thing.
A
we're not
going to
know what
it.
You
changed.
All right, you know
it,
what? Too. I'm going to Uber with this cat as well.
It's my favorite. Podcast it's my favorite Uber. R. Kelly song. I'm going to Uber with this cat.
Have you seen the movie?
Uber with this cat?
No, the R. Kelly movie.
I haven't seen chapters.
Oh my god!
Since like the first 12.
Yeah,
it's really special.
Oh, it is. It is. All right. We'll break for a song. We'll send Deanna and Mr. Truman off. Truman is the name of the
Jesus,
cat we've been
really?
Fostering.
That's Mr. the way that song
Truman
goes.
No, we call him Mr. Truman.
Why is it so formal with you guys? Maybe there's a reason he doesn't want to.
Well,
be
you know, when my wife decides to call a cat Truman.
Yeah, but Mr.
I do love after it. Capote or the president?
I assume the president. I hope Capote, but
but there, very funny comic TJ Chambers said it's like Truman. Is it because is it a Truman Capote? Truman Capote.
We'll be right back with another segment of At Midnight after this.
Oh, I wish we had the new
song,
soundboard,
man. That
I
was
play
perfect.
The Nerdist song. And
I named a cat Dr.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Dr. Green Jeans.
Truman Capote is a pretty good. Pretty good.
Dr. Green Jeans.
After the
good one.
And I made the vets call it by its full name. Green Jeans, Dr. Green Jeans.
Yeah. He's not going to know friend, that you're talking friend, to him.
What? Was it an offspring of Mr. Green Jeans?
Yeah, from Bottle Rocket?
Our friend Mike Henry, is his cat's name is Frank and Dave.
Love it.
My cat's name is Shady, and I didn't name her. And every time I go into the vet, they're like, the real Slim Shady? And I'm like, get the
fuck
out
you.
Of here.
None of you are funny.
She's just gray.
All right, we're going to play a song, and then Dee's going to leave. And
sorry.
We're going to play Every Time You Go Away by Hall & Oates.
We played that last time. What was this? Play a song off the new Pause record.
We did play that last time. Yeah. Hey, Pause got
lost
in trouble
episode.
With Morrissey. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll talk,
talk about it after.
We'll talk about it after. Here's we talked about it with Ed Salazar the other day.
Bits and pieces,
and we have just as much information as Ed did.
You mean Young Paul Prevenza?
Here's the first track off the new Pause record, Youth Culture Forever. I disagree.
Chaos.
Start. Go with Tongues, the next one. Starting too slow. There you go.
Trying
All right. That was a new one from the band Paws, P-A-W-S. One of the first bands we played on this podcast, a song from their album Coke Float. I saw them with Dustin from Feral Audio.
Was anyone else there?
I don't think so. But
anyone else we know or anyone else?
No, me and Neil, me, Neil, and Dustin saw them.
Oh, okay. Whoa. That sounds more familiar.
We saw them at Satellite, and nobody was there. And it was kind of a bummer.
It was like half full. Yeah.
Nah, that's not half full. There was like probably 30 people there.
Yeah,
a lot of them were playing pool.
Yeah. I mean, if you count the people playing pool, it was half full.
Great, amazing show. All the guys looked like they were just trying to murder their instruments. Like,
yeah.
So good. And we bought shirts, even though they wouldn't be anything we would ever wear because, like, they didn't
I wear them all the time.
Under other shirts?
I'll take it.
Under
give
other
it,
shirts.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll wear it.
I like shirts.
Because they were, like, kind of financing their whole...
Nobody needs to be told that.
They were financing their whole tour by, like, making merch in the car while they drove from city to city. So, like, each shirt is handmade one of a kind.
That's
whatever. And I was like... I'll buy it just as an artifact. Like, that's kind of a cool one thing. Like,
so they came back to the States, and they're opening up for the band We Are Scientists. And they had a show booked somewhere in Anaheim.
Oh, I thought it was in San Jose.
Was it in San Jose where this
I think
went
it
down?
Was in San Jose.
Whatever it was,
as we clearly
it was in
established,
California
the
town.
Worst place in the world.
Oh, San Jose is the worst fucking city in the world.
City I spent a lot of my
I was on a train once going through San Jose, and I just saw kids throwing rocks at the train.
Yeah, because that's all there is to do.
Yeah, that's actually a youth league.
Guest Dave Anthony from Northern California.
The pitching,
you're from north of San Francisco. Practice.
Yeah, north of San Francisco.
But anyway,
is that different than Northern California?
Well, you say Northern California is if I would. It's have like a lot of experience with San Jose, but that's South Bay.
We're also saying Northern California, like this is a normal sized state.
That's it not is this, a like, big fucking, state.
Yeah.
Well,
shit's
it's
big.
Not the fucking issue.
He's from Marin County.
Yeah.
Now that we got the really interesting stuff out of the way,
I think people want to know where I'm from.
They could read a depressing
Dave,
article.
How far away were the Grateful Dead from where you lived?
Oh, worst thing ever. I grew up with them, their kids.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My phone number was one digit off. The Grateful Dead hotline, so we would get, and my mom refused to change the number, so we would get calls, and this is before, like, you could, you know, block anything, or there were no fucking answering machines when I was really young, you know, or we didn't have one, so you would just get fucking calls all day and night, hey, man, what's going on with the Denver shows?
Oh, no.
Or just people asking questions. I would, like, tell people that Jerry was dead. I would, like, do all kinds of shit growing up.
That's so much fun for
you.
You
recorded all this.
One guy I fucking sold tickets to over the phone, and he was going to like drive to like Colorado from like Alaska or something.
Don't
like,
worry about it, man. It'll be a will call.
So you hated him. You hated the Dead right off the bat.
Yeah, and I was like, I was friends with Creek, which was I think one of the drummer's kids, one of the nine drummers,
Phil?
Mickey Hart. Creek Hart, yeah. And he had like his locker was next to mine at school, and he opens it up. He would open up his locker, and it'd be him and Angus Young doing blow. I'm like, what the fuck happened this weekend?
Oh my god!
It's like it was fucking great, man. Like he was just always partying.
And then he would say,
stars.
"No, how did you get a picture processed that fast?"
Yeah,
I mean that was 1988.
That was
Polaroid. I never got into the Dead yet. I'll hear like an early song from theirs. I'll be like, oh, I can see how they started off, like, and people dug them. But then
I can't.
It was the culture around them that I have a distaste for.
And I lost friends to the Dead. Like, we literally lost friends to the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, some Dead friends.
No, you're not hearing me. I lost friends.
I know, I hear you, but I'm not listening.
I will tell you this.
Can't jump.
You
That's
don't
why man can't jump.
You don't appreciate the Grateful Dead until you hear fish.
You never appreciate
it. You go, oh, okay, I see what the Dead had going for them. Yeah. Oh, they had a
I
real respect for music.
Fish is the word. Oh, fuck me. Oh, my God.
Well, now, you went to college in Colorado.
Yeah.
You must have loved the Dead and fish.
No. My cousin was into the Dead. I never heard of them. She had a teddy bear tattoo, and I was like, cute teddy bear. I don't know what to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And she's like, the Dead, man.
And I'm like, okay. And she goes, get into Blues Traveler.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I will not. I will not.
I refuse.
I knew a dude with a Blues Traveler tattoo. That fucking cat right there.
They had,
right
they, there. Had a, they had a thing?
They had a... That, you remember the...
Horde Festival?
What was the big... the Horde Festival. I went to the Horde Festival.
I'm sure you did, Cash.
It was a good show. I saw Ben Folds. I saw Morphine. That Morphine show.
She saw Ben Folds 5.
Morphine's 5. Morphine.
Morphine.
Primus.
And it's just Morphine. It's not Morphine.
On the Lithium channel.
Oh, yeah.
And they, on the retro college station.
A lot of Morphine. Yeah.
It turned out I only know one Morphine song.
Thursday?
Honey White.
Oh, honey.
That's the one they used on MTV to underscore bad things on the real world.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit's breaking bad.
You put your finger in the peanut butter.
It's so much different than that now. It's like, you fucked him and him and him? Like, that's the real that's the real world now. Whose butt plug is this? Like, it's just gone completely.
Who's going to ring this pizza shop?
I'm so happy to say I probably haven't
appreciate. We're doing real well tonight, yep. Guys.
But like, let's sponsored by.
Were you getting to a point though? With
Really. Just the. I feel like Colorado kind of retroactively likes all that hippie shit.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have a lot of friends who were really into like jam band shit. It's very fratty there, honestly.
It is. And, yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Like I bought that Blues Traveler album, and it wasn't even the hits that they had. It was like a bunch of weird
deep tracks.
Shit. Yeah.
So fucking you didn't have the hook.
I love the deep cuts of fucking
When I saw Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at the Hollywood Bowl, I was so excited. And he started off with like three hits in a row, and then he just went. I was like, he said play a song. I was like, no. And he played another song. I didn't know. I was like, please don't do deep cuts.
Yeah.
And then some guy near, like down the row from me when he's like. He's a fuck these deep cuts.
Wow.
Luckily, we were in the second to last row, so I'm pretty sure he heard us.
Yeah. So but we're all 30 more rows before people were offended.
We're all into Oysterhead, though, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Wait, Oysterhead.
Well, Oysterhead, it was a Buckethead. It was.
Oysterhead was.
The drummer from the Police.
Yeah, the drummer.
The guy from Primus?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the guy from Primus.
Les Claypool.
And
although I love Primus.
And the guy from Fish, the guitarist from Fish.
Yeah.
Wait, that guitarist, was Oysterhead. There's like a zillion.
No. There's a in Fish, Trey, there's a drummer, there's a bassist, there's
Trey
a piano
Anastasia.
Player, and there's a guitarist, and there's also a guy who plays the vacuum.
Primus is one of those bands that somehow like could play like a metal festival, a jam festival, yep. An alternative rock festival.
Yeah. And a jazz festival.
It's nuts the way that like a fucking... Drumline Festival because the dude had all those roto rack toms.
What was that dude's name?
Tim Herb Alexander. That was the drummer's name.
Wow,
was
it really? Fucking pulling that out.
Yeah, Les Claypool was the front man.
But didn't they have a guy?
Are you well versed in Tales from the Punch Bowl?
No, I fucking love Primus. Like
they're not was. They're still around. They still play.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Primus.
Who did the? Because they had like four albums in a row. The artwork was Clay, right?
Claymation.
Yeah. Well, no. Claymation moves. This is a picture, Cash.
Oh,
Suck on This was Clay. It was a live album.
Pork Soda's Clay. Sail in the Seas of Cheese is Clay.
I think all of them. Yeah.
It looked like the
like
the
clay
guy
sculptures.
That,
that's what you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
Doug Tenapel is the guy who did Earthworm Jim and a bunch of stuff like that. Ah. And he did a lot of claymation that looked a lot like
Channel 101. He did like Sock Baby.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's crazy Christian now, so all of his work is
that's
is
great.
Very that way.
Oh, that's a bummer.
If I had the full soundboard, I would have played to David Lee Roth. Oh God,
morally fulfilling.
Just do it with your mouth.
Just yell what the drops are.
Well, but what we were saying earlier about Paws is that they, Morrissey almost didn't play a show. He's been doing a bunch of shows.
He threatened to not play a show
in
order
to
force
or something.
No, that was a different
night. This is a different thing.
Yeah.
Morrissey was playing in the same complex as like a couple, as We Are Scientists and Paws, and Morrissey's management, not Morrissey, said to the venue, I'm just doing this because this is how I read it.
The only
Morrissey doesn't want
marriage,
anyone
Morrissey
playing
apologists.
During his set. in the same vicinity.
He thinks like the sound bleeds.
The sound will bleed and it will ruin the quiets and the quiets and the highs won't be as highs.
Oh, yeah.
So basically the promoters said to pause and We Are Scientists, we will pay you double your guarantee if you don't play a show and send your fans home sucking their thumbs. And they said no. And
yeah, of course.
And then the promoters were like, oh, well, let's figure it out. So, like, Paws played super early, and then there was a huge break, and then We Are Scientists played super late, and Morrissey played in between so that there would be no sound bleed between, you know, his 55.
Was this the Crybaby Festival? What festival was this?
It wasn't a festival. It was just, like, a venue that had, like, two showrooms.
Oh, my God.
And so they had to work it all out, and then Paws and We Are Scientists were both, like, online taking shits on Morrissey.
I may have the timeline wrong, but isn't Morrissey in the I'm grateful for my career stage, not the
I should be playing at 7 p.m. phase.
Here's another thing. With this, we never know if it is Morrissey or maybe it's his management.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not playing at the same time.
We're never going to get Morrissey on the podcast.
God damn it, never mind. Morrissey's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck Morrissey, man.
Doesn't tip.
He doesn't tip?
I assume.
I like that story.
He's British.
I like it.
Here's a neat thing that that happens sometimes when you publicly put out your email address for people to send music to, which is jonahradio@gmail.com. But you get these, like, the most interesting spam you don't normally see.
Yeah.
When you have a private email. And this is one of my favorite ones I've gotten recently. It's from Ella Fitzgerald. But it's, you really got the guts to break up with me over email, bitch? Tell you what, I just made a nice compilation of our best scenes and put it up for download it's a link. Oh, and by the way, this email just went out to your parents. I bet they didn't know you were into dirty stuff like this. Cheers, your ex-boyfriend. Now, this might go to some girl who goes, this is like,
wait, some girl who's worried that she fooled around with someone named Ella.
That's the thing. That's the weird part about it. Ella Fitzgerald. That's real weird.
I would love, like, never mind. I forgot what I was saying.
Why'd you send it to the parents?
Wait. So there's some parents out there getting some shit, some weird, dirty shit, and the heads up came to.
Why are you rubbing your thigh? Wrong.
No, it's fake. It's fake. If I click on that link, it's a virus.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's time for music news. You guys ready for music news?
Music news.
Yeah, Vicky.
What is this segment about?
So far, it's terrible.
Better now?
I don't know why that's happening.
Because I'm not getting it.
It's on your end.
He's putting his foot on the connectors every fucking week.
Jesus Christ, you Boston cunt.
No, but it's just like every time it's like, why does it keep on cutting out as Neil's like nervously shaking his foot?
God damn it, Neil, I can't wait until something awful happens in Boston.
Laugh it up, fucking terrorists. Man.
I am not putting this out if some shit goes down on Wednesday. I'm just saying that. This is a buried episode.
Is it wrong that every time I hear of something stupid happening in Boston, I always go, Boston strong, man?
Because how many stupid things have happened?
Oh, my God.
There's so many. Endless. There's a lot of things.
Well, there's a lot of racism over that guy from Montreal scoring goals.
All right, we got two.
Was there?
Music news.
We got some weird news jokes from Mike Henry. Here we go. Apple just bought Beats Electronics and made Dr. Dre a billionaire. But he's still not the richest man in hip hop because a billion is less than a chameleon.
Hey-o.
Hey,
because there's a guy named Chameleon Airway.
Fuck that.
No, he's named Chameleon Air, but
so what did Apple buy?
It's basically software now, right? I mean,
was it the music streaming service?
It's just the brand.
Here's the thing. When you buy an iPhone, are you going to get Beats by Dre headphones?
That's
now?
Why.
Yes,
because that's cool as shit. Because
Beats were going into other phones.
Yeah. So they bought it away from the rest of the phones.
They bought it. Yeah. I think Windows is putting them in some of their stuff.
It's
the ultimate
so you gotta
flailing
go
of Apple.
Cardin,
it is then. Completely is the flailing throws. Of Apple. It
They're
is
buying
totally,
brands.
I totally agree.
There's I'm not like an audiophile, but like their Apple headphones are fine. They're,
it's fine.
The new ones are actually great.
Oh, you know what?
I like the
They're fucking headphones. Fantastic because I've washed them in the fucking
so
machine
I.
twice.
I take
twice.
Yeah.
And they still work.
But no, how no, do no. they not no, no, no. stick around when I lose them on every flight I take?
I take
That's
no, but
different
those
than washing
because they're not clunky and gigantic
those
like
headphones
Beats by
are
Dre
awful.
Over
I've
the
tried
years.
To. I've tried to like exercise. It has to be loud to those headphones, and they're awful. Like you can't.
Wait, we're all looking at you.
But I will say Beats headphones are pretty great.
I do.
Don't. They're pretty great. I tried to.
But remember, one conversation at a time.
Oh.
That's go ahead, for the listener. It's best if there's just one conversation going on at a time.
Why don't you delegate it then?
Well, why don't you invite more people on the podcast?
Can we do some sort of talking stick thing where we pass around?
This is how it normally is, dude. Sorry, I'm sorry. It's not two guys shoved into a closet in my fucking
so angry.
My
we are
midlife crisis
sort of
friend's closet.
Closet.
So, we're in a garage.
So angry about the closet.
Sorry that you didn't hear surf rock coming on in here.
We're not in the closet anymore.
Oh, you're not. Did you go? What are you in the foyer?
We
what are you in the fucking
my
hallway?
My garage is where it usually.
Oh, your garage? Oh,
there
up
you go.
In
Yeah. Do you have to pay Marin residuals for that, or is it some sort of like
for the garage?
For the garage. Because we do.
Use of the garage.
Use
as
of the garage.
The spot.
All right. So here's another one. Denver officials have threatened to shut down a concert by that city's symphony orchestra because the group encouraged listeners to get stoned before attending the show. A spokesperson for the symphony says that the next time they will get people to use marijuana beforehand by adopting 311's method, which is to make music that is unlistenable without it.
Oh, good old 311 shot.
Isn't it legal there now? What's the fucking...
Yeah, it's completely legal.
So
guess
what are they
like
talking
the
about?
Bureaucrats. Support of it by a public
who gives a
funded
shit?
Thing is probably down upon.
My favorite thing about it is working in the entertainment industry, the television industry, and everybody's now budgeting travel for Denver because they could go and shoot people getting high there.
Of course.
I got the nod from Neil. All
right. Well,
for those of you wondering, I have I have access to the. If you wonder why the sound drops have been way better,
how dare you? Can we talk about my
big dicks?
Perhaps greatest performance as a soundboard artist
at a live show that wasn't recorded
at Bridgetown.
At a live show. That, yes, was not recorded.
I like any heat he gets. It just going to turn on that fact that...
Yeah,
like,
shit flows downhill, brother.
Yeah, it does.
Get used to it.
Nothing
Did you just
done.
Not hit the play button?
Record button. There was a problem with the record button.
Was
whether
there
or
a problem
not
with
pressed.
The record button?
We got one more music news item. This is a Canadian dentist who purchased John Lennon's tooth for $20,000 at an auction.
What a fucking
what?
Fetishist cunt.
For $20,000 at an auction.
I'd kind of be into that.
He says he bought it so he can use DNA to clone the dead beetle.
Wow. That is a amazing dentist.
Yeah.
I hope that he
I will make people from teeth.
I hope that he is just amazingly funny and that also collects teeth.
If you think my bridges are good.
Wait till you see my people.
I'm going to make the Beatles.
In a related story, the Canadian dental hygienist shortage continues unabated. Unabated.
Unbated.
Unbated.
Just without baiting.
Yeah, without baiting.
Was that music news?
Well, we got this too. This is a Lord.
What was that music news? That was teeth news, wasn't it?
That was
yeah,
technically
sorry.
We had two circles with the.
But you can
thing.
Buy celebrities' teeth.
Apparently,
only if they're. Beatles.
Oh, maybe because like John Lennon was famous when he was like 19, so he probably had a tooth pulled.
Yeah. So this is a. Did you guys
time.
Hear about this?
Yeah.
So Lord.
Lord
sang Lord.
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 Lord yeah, sang no. with Nirvana. Lord.
Oh, yeah. Was what? This the induction?
Oh, it's a lady from New Zealand, right?
New Zealand who wrote
she
a song about the Royals.
She's the one saying,
from
we
Kansas
could be
City.
Royals.
It's that song about George Brett.
Song.
I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah, really? You can call me Queen Bee.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I'm going to throw this out. I don't really like Nirvana.
Really?
Yeah. Never really.
Did you appreciate the break? that they sort of brought around?
I enjoyed their first album, but then I didn't enjoy
Bleach.
I did like Bleach.
Okay.
So you knew of them during...
Yeah, I saw them opening for
Tad?
Melvins.
Tad and Melvins. No, but they were always coming through San Francisco opening for people, and so I'd see them, and I liked them at that point. But then when they got big, I liked Smells Like Teen Spirit, but I didn't like any other song that they did.
No way, because, I mean, this could be one of those things that where, you know, you hear the song so much that you don't like it anymore, even though it's a good song. For me, like, I turn off Smells Like Teen Spirit these days.
I can see that.
Yeah. But if they play Drain You or Breed or
I turn them all off.
Do you know? Okay, is it the recording of the? Because like
no, it's
do you not like how poppy it is?
No, I mean,
is it the era of your own life that it recalls?
Of like yeah. Because I know there's a lot of guys like, you know, people were really into Jawbreaker, another Bay Area band.
Jawbreaker's probably my favorite band up there.
Yeah,
they're
great. But yeah. Like when Dear You came out, a lot of guys turned their back on them.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that because there wasn't the poppy thing. Because Foo Fighters, one of my favorite bands ever, yeah. And they're pretty poppy. But
that's all they are.
Yeah,
except so, the last album had tons
maybe
of metal riffs.
Have shitty music.
I just didn't like the music. I think I just didn't like.
Hey, this is a safe space, Wade. This is a safe space.
No, but let's
check for everything.
You can't like Foo Fighters and not like Nirvana. I fucking hate Foo Fighters.
Right, but you just. Kind of made the opposite point.
Yeah,
no, you can't like Foo Fighters and hate Nirvana.
But you can like Nirvana and hate Foo Fighters.
That's by your rules.
Well, here's the weird part. He says he likes the non-Dave Grohl.
I do.
So it's a Dave Grohl thing.
But he likes.
I like Bleach.
Bleach.
Listen, I like. I think the first Foo Fighters record is great. I love that first Foo Fighters record. This is a call, song for the cows.
Yeah.
I liked it until I heard it acoustic, which was something in San Francisco.
What's
did.
Everlong on?
They fucking
Everlong is sound and it's the second one, Everlong.
I think
third
it's
one?
The second one, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the second
one. Oh, it's a jam.
And the fucking music video is one of the greatest ever.
Yeah. What is?
Everlong's music video.
I got to a car accident. The acoustic
Gondry
version
with the
of Everlong.
Hands
really?
The acoustic version of Everlong is
there was
like
so I was listening
amazing.
To K-Rock, and they were playing... K-Rock always... Like, they fucking love the fact that they have this.
Yeah, that's like an exclusive.
Yeah. So, like, I guess it was on Kevin and Bean or something like that. So he's it's Dave Grohl plays an acoustic version of Everlong because they love that song and he plays it on there. And so fucking K-Rock plays the shit out of it because they're the ones who have it.
They own the publishing.
It's awesome.
It's
beautiful.
I got into a horrific car accident to that song. And here's the thing. I had gotten into a horrific car accident a few years earlier on the when I was ditching high school. I was ditching high school, got like a T-bone.
We had the exact same thing in high school. We were ditching high school and we got into a head-on.
Yeah. Oh, we got a guy fucking T-boned me. They were coming late. They were coming late to school.
Yes.
Because they were drinking before school and they're like, oh shit, we're late. So they were speeding drunk to school.
Through the park.
No fucking way. Really?
Yeah. Exact
that is
same
crazy.
Thing. And we were bailing when we shouldn't have been. We were like taking off, like skipping a class. And we just head on.
They were that late,
and
you
guys
were skipping that early.
Dude, and you guys were all listening to the Cranberries.
Yeah, so that's like, I remember the first car accident, it's like me and my friend got into the car accident, and then it was, I think, Pink Triangle from
Weezer's
second album, Pinkerton. Yeah. And we got into the action. We're like, ugh! And like my seat was like in the back of the car.
Oh my god!
And like my friend like got untouched. He was just his seat was there, and I was like kind of all twisted around. And like he looks back. He's like, "You okay?" I was like, "I think. Are you okay?" He's like, "I think I have rug burn on my elbow." So my friend Bobby, his arm rubbed up against the side of the door so much that he got rug burned. That was the worst that happened to him.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say he thought he had rug burn and then his arm was missing.
Yeah.
Something like.
But he was like, he was fine. The other guys got real fucked up. But like, it's but we was kind of this like moment of silence. But like between us, we're like, what the? And then it was Pink Triangle by Weezer. He's like, I'm going to turn this off as to not ruin the song.
Just want to real quick.
Just like Boyd's thing.
Just like Boyd's
thing.
Yeah. Second, I forgot to bring that up. I remembered it afterwards where our friend Boyd, Vico, where it's like his wife started to divorce him to tell him that I've been cheating on you. I want a divorce. I'm going to leave you for somebody.
That's a little bit more detail than he gave, but go ahead.
No, that was it.
It was about it, yeah.
Then like it's like, but like Boogie Nights, his favorite movie was on TV. It's oh. He's like, hold on, let me turn this up. Also, I gotta show you guys some of the pictures he sent me today of him getting ready to be Nightcrawler when he was when everyone thought he was a Smurf, and his him in the full Spider-Man suit.
Maybe we'll.
Won't post them, but
oh no, okay.
But so, you know, I like Foo Fighters a lot. I don't. Check and I know I check out the new albums when they come out, but like I'm not like a huge fan. I think Nevermind has a bunch of good stuff. I think Bleach has a bunch of good stuff. I think In Utero is one of my favorite albums because like really? In Utero is an album that taught you like it was like this pop record that like said like oh and there's also a bunch of other stuff like this yeah. And it kind of like let you know that it's okay to listen to stuff that's this weird. Or this noisy or this crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, that's the thing about when you lived in Colorado like I did, there wasn't a lot of... Yeah, I mean, all we had was the radio and Nirvana yeah. and shit like that. So it introduced us to the Pixies and yeah. stuff like that. Like, we never heard the Pixies.
See, I guess that's the thing is I was already listening to that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. True, I mean, because, okay, so I want to, because you're Bay Area, so what year did you graduate high school?
85.
85. Okay, so 85. Frank Sinatra. Who's on the radio at the time? Like who's top of the
charts at that point? It's like,
but no, that's the radio.
Listening. But we weren't. But how did you like? Radio.
Were you a punk?
I was Maiden, Iron Maiden.
Okay, so you're a metal kid.
Yeah, metal kid.
So what'd you have? You had like a Greg Kinn coming out around there.
Yeah, Greg Kinn.
Who did you see all the posters in Portland?
Oh no, I took a picture. Like I was disappointed
all over in Portland. Because Greg Kinn. When me and D and I were leaving Reno, we're like we just happened to go to like breakfast at a place, and there was a poster for Anvil tonight.
Oh,
we missed Anvil. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was like, we should go.
Fuck. Greg Kinn actually.
Like, what are we gonna do? Just sing Metal on Metal and then leave?
Greg Kinn was. The morning radio DJ on the classic rock station when I was in high school.
Wow.
And it was he was but, also writing Cruz, novels. Right? This was in San Jose. This was okay. K-Fox.
Okay. Oh, where they throw rocks at trains?
Yes.
I think Jay Giles was a big thing
yeah.
back then and shit
Jay
like
Giles
that.
Was great.
So it's like, who got you into metal?
My friends and I just always listen to metal. I don't know who got me into it. It must have been...
It was one of their older brothers.
Well, we were the stoners, you know, yeah. the school, so...
Skateboarding up there yet?
No, wasn't really skateboarding.
Because like, that was like there was the
hard, lull. Hard to do in Marin.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hills.
Not a lot of paved things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't
but
like
it's all
that
trees
kind of
and shit?
Yeah.
What about...
Yeah.
Well, like, it's... I mean, I know, like, a lot of Colorado is, like, flatlands, but was there a lot of skating in Colorado?
No, just suburban. I'm from the suburbs. It was just like any suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all skateboarded.
Kinane has the best joke about suburbs where he's like every time I see a rapper talking about how it was hard to get out of the ghetto, I tell him that it's way harder to get out of the suburbs because there's just a bunch of cul-de-sacs and weed and you forget to leave.
And Applebee's, restaurants, fucking churches,
cheap food.
So like the whole like
Chili's.
Skate culture of that.
Yeah, it wasn't
that,
skate.
So 85 is you know that's
we just had metalheads. We literally had it was almost like a stereotype. Metalheads, stoners, jocks, and like and nerds.
Had punk
like it was
really broken in San Francisco. Like did you have Dead Kennedys or anything like that?
No,
that
the whole punk scene didn't come until
it was
later.
It was there.
Yeah, but it didn't like.
But it was still like Oakland and East Bay. And stuff.
Yeah. It, like,
and you couldn't get there, right?
No, there was no way I was getting over there. Yeah. But it was all Oakland and East Bay.
Funny.
And so what? Like, how'd you find out about Jawbreaker? Was that when you were just there?
When I started going into the city. When I started spending a lot of time in San Francisco. Then
yeah,
I was
going
like,
to Gilman Street? Or?
Yeah, I just go to the fucking clubs there. And then I was just all music. I would just fucking go and... when I wasn't at a comedy club, I was going to shows, whoever was playing.
What were some of the bands that you were seeing at the time?
I mean,
it's awesome to meet. Like, it's like because Gilman Street's in Oakland or Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Bottom of the Hill was a big one.
Bottom of the Hill, I've seen some great shows there.
Who did I see? Superchunk.
Yeah.
It was probably my favorite all time. I mean, I love the North Carolina scene. I was super into that at that time.
So
Squirrel Nut Zippers. Okay, maybe not them.
Remember, Cash.
That into the.
Oh.
But, you're into ska. So no one respects your taste.
I used to go see Jawbreaker all the time. Green Day before they were...
Yeah, I mean...
Tilt?
Kerplunk is Tilt? Okay, but like Smoothed Out so. Slappy Hours, that's a fucking great record.
Yeah. Wait, but hang on. This is crazy. Like, because you were so like close to music that you could discover and stuff like that.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Like
by proximity, you're
yeah,
close.
By proximity. Like because I was from
I used to it was just a different time. The first time I would experience a band was live. They would come
exactly.
Like Nirvana would come and open up for someone and be like, "Fuck, who were those guys?"
And then, yeah.
Every
yeah.
band I saw was yeah. cuz I saw them. Or and then I'd start going to record stores and spending an hour a day there.
Yeah.
But before that, I would see it. There was a time when you would see a band before you. There was no fucking internet.
I mean, that's like insane for me to think about. For my like formative years, adolescence or whatever, there was no venues. We would have to go to Denver to see anything. Yeah. And then it's like the only venue is like Red Rocks. You know,
we had a ton of venues.
We had
Slim,
shit.
We had Slims, and we had Bottom of the Hill, and I mean there were a shitload.
Bimbo's isn't all ages, was it? Or was that even around?
I don't feel like I ever
went to
Bimbo's.
One of my favorite
Bimbo's
bands. Jawbreaker is one of my all-time favorite bands.
One of the saddest things ever was the fucking
Chester Brazil,
the final album, the fucking.
So yeah, you
Rick
were one
O'Kasic.
Of those people that you hated Dear You. You hated the Nevermind of Jawbreaker.
It was so sad.
You know what? In retrospect, it's fine.
I know, but at the time.
Yeah.
At the time, it was like devastating that fuck, what the fuck just happened?
And also, like Dave Mello, who was the drummer for Schlong and Op Ivy, he was telling me, I was listening to Jawbreaker once, and he was saying, I was working at the record store he owned, and he was like, I remember when Green Day's album came out on a major label, and they played a show that night. Jawbreaker played a show at Gilman. They're like, Did you see Green Day on MTV? That'll never be us. Like fucking like blatantly making fun of a band for selling out.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and a fucking month later they signed to yeah. DGC.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was probably just him being like self-effacing. Like
maybe.
I hate myself. Yeah. I wish I was them.
That's all hope.
But
for
wait,
the best.
I don't know. So you where did Jonah, where did you go?
I grew up in Hawaii. Yeah.
Where?
It doesn't matter. It's all he's
I'm just wondering. No, like,
he's 3 miles from the water.
Island.
Maybe this is well covered territory. I don't listen to this show.
No, oh. I don't
who
listen
would?
To you most of the time, so it's fine.
But where, like, how did you like? Why were you able to like pick up on these bands?
There was a really good record store.
Right, that's always the thing.
It's a record store. It's a kid. Going on a trip and then like going to meet with cousins or
yeah.
you know some of that and coming back and knowing about stuff. It's also you know it's an older crowd of like there's you know kids that would go out to college and then come back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And in college that's when you found out about everything and then you just kind of start you make bands in the scene and it's
right.
You know it was all pre-internet but it was really, you know, mail order was huge in Hawaii and
well
you know.
Yeah it's a scene. I mean I never got involved in a music scene when I was a kid but I definitely knew kids that were and were influenced by the shit that came through.
That's all
town.
I did.
Yeah,
it's like high school made no sense after I found like punk and music scene. When I started going out at night and interacting with other like guys that were, you know, like I was like 14, 13 maybe, like and guys who were 17, 18, 20, 25, 30-year-olds, I'm having conversations with these guys about music.
Yeah.
And also about the color of the handkerchief you should be wearing out of
true,
your back pocket.
Yeah.
But
yeah. it's
red.
Yeah.
Red?
Yeah, no, you're into blood.
But it's
play.
Like, you know, you're talking to these guys that are older and they're talking to you like an adult.
Yeah.
And they don't care. Like, they don't care that you're young. You don't care that they're old.
It's just, it's crazy to me that, like, Hawaii had this scene and fucking Colorado. There was, like, unless I'm just
I think
totally,
you know,
I think it was
think,
probably
I'm trying to think
there.
Of Colorado bands. There has to, because there's punk stores. There's
but
punk,
even
we had,
the
like,
bands
Big Head
there's...
Todd and the Monsters.
Okay, oh, you passed up the chance
know,
to be
okay,
a
that got
Todd
sad.
Monster?
No kidding.
That got sadder than I thought it was. I thought it got sadder than I thought it was going to get. But those bands still came through. I mean, bands like Jawbreaker put all their shit in a van and drove. Yeah.
Well, they were like Jawbreaker lived in L.A. Right? Or
they
to L.A. almost every other week.
Yeah.
They were part of that Jabberjaw scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking to what's his name? We saw Jawbreaker at some shithole downtown. Great story.
Jabberjaw. Oh. Sooty dude. What was his name? Sooty dude?
What?
Jeff Davis.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Davis.
Jeff Davis was there.
Were
you guys...
He wears a suit a lot.
So did she just, like... Like, what kind of car did you have when you were in high school? What were you driving?
It just feels like a loaded question.
No, but what were you driving?
It was a Plymouth Laser.
A Plymouth Laser? Was there just the song Sue Sue Studio just blasting out the windows?
I mean,
it was like grunge, man. It was like...
Pink Floyd?
I wish I could have appreciated Phil Collins at that time. I love him now.
What were you into?
You know, Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay.
Stone Temple Pilots. Nirvana. Just anything alternative that the radio played is what we were into. Butthole Surfers. Even though I never liked them.
I was more into going to...
Hold on, it's muted on this thing.
I didn't listen to the radio at all, so I would just go to record stores and try to find new music that I dug.
So you,
Mike, he still does.
You wouldn't listen to the radio at
all?
You
know what's fun?
I didn't listen to the radio at all.
That's insane, man.
I think you're going to get back
into it. I can. It's my life.
Do you think it's too much money?
No, it's too much time.
To the radio or to digging in crates?
I have a kid.
Yeah, you have a kid.
A child.
Oh, really? We should have brought him.
No, but it is really weird. Like when once I graduated high school, I hated everything that was coming out on the radio, and that was like the only thing that I had because I didn't have some weird record store thing that you guys all had.
I wouldn't call it weird, but okay.
I would just call it a record store.
It's weird for my 16-year-old perspective. I didn't have that, and I just went, like, I don't like music because this is all awful.
We've had this conversation before. I'll tell you what you didn't have.
This guy's most susceptible to this thing, yet the thing that's going to show him the way out.
You didn't have friends who played music.
Did you have friends in bands? No, we did. Yeah, but dude, it was so fucking whitewashed and like Milk Toast.
Right. They're just doing covers.
Not good bands.
they were just doing covers of fucking Nirvana and shit.
There is this thing, and I think it's especially big with our generation, where it was sort of like we would grow up and it was like, oh, I'm into classic rock. And it's a weird thing to be like, oh, the youthful rebellion that I'm really into is the youthful rebellion from like 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Like I'm into Hendrix. He was
the
best.
That's what I thought was so corny in high school, is like guys and girls who are into the Grateful Dead or like discovering like the Rolling Stones or the Beatles at like 16.
Dude, I mean, that's like the thing.
That
like,
was my homework when I was like 12.
Like I said earlier, my cousin introduced me to the Grateful Dead, and that was when I was like 14 or something.
Right,
like
it's like...
Do you want to know that one of the first times I got high, it might have been the second time I got high, I was in eighth grade, but I was walking across the high school field, and I just hear this music I've never heard before. And there's just three dudes standing there in the bleachers, like just like out of a fucking movie. Yeah. I'm like, what's that? They're like, it's the fucking Doors, man.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
no bass in this.
I was like, yeah. And they go, you want to get high? I go, okay.
That's awesome. I listen to the Doors.
Those are like the nicest people in the world. And like once you graduate high school, you'll never have that experience again.
No. Sure.
Can you imagine why at our age, like you're 30 years old, you walk by somebody playing music and you're like, whoa, what is that? Like, you would never, first of all, you would never do that because they would kill you. And secondly, they would be like, oh, it's this band you never heard of. Also, come smoke our drugs.
Smoke our drugs, son.
Yeah, technically, I did that at lunch today.
What if it still happened? What if, like, I was like walking through Echo Lake Park or whatever, and there was like a, I'm trying to figure out the age difference. Well, there's a bunch of 48-year-old men hanging out, like jamming on some like shit, and I'm like, God damn! Like I used to listen to Math Rock, but what is that?
Yeah.
Like
just a little Dizzy Gillespie.
Like what are you listening to?
That's Blue Oyster Cult, son.
Come sit down, Cram.
You want to do some meth?
Come on over.
Hop in the paddle boat.
It wasn't that old, so it'd be like,
we can do some cocaine.
Oh, that's some acoustic Flock of Seagulls.
I'm so fucking envious of you guys because you all had that shit, and I was just
well,
I guess I have to be into football.
When you were a kid, did you watch Repo Man?
Yeah, when I was like fucking, you know, 30 years old.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it till late.
A kid.
That was like a thing. That was like fucking.
No, like all of the shit. All of the shit. Like,
well, I had a very different experience where I got into punk.
This was also my office.
But it was despite everyone in the punk scene also hating me.
Like, that's cool.
It was. I would go to shows.
That's super punk.
And people were like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And I was like, "I kind of like
super
the music."
Super punk.
You think you're punk? I'm beyond punk.
I don't have any friends. I'll show you guys.
I don't even like punk.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Henry Rollins.
Makes so much money.
Does he?
Someone told me that he. I can't. Fuck. Who the fuck told me this? But. He walked into a store and just like put down like bought something for like $70,000 in cash. Like he makes shitloads of money on those fucking shows that he does.
Oh yeah, yeah, but he doesn't make money off of Black Flag. So let's play a Black Flag song right now. Let's play TV Party.
No, but he's
playing.
He's a spoken
word.
He's a
spoken word. TV Party
tonight.
Let's play it.
You cut it.
It's not coming through the speakers.
We this happens on Stern all the time.
It does. It does. And then Jackie comes in, and they're like, hey, tell us a joke, man.
What is that
fat
guy?
That's from...
It goes into the speakers. We need to...
I don't think he's on there anymore. That.
Oh, is it the speaker connection
no,
is loose?
Heroin. Are you talking about the heroin
try,
guy?
Try connecting the speaker. Artie.
Artie.
Artie, yeah. No, he hasn't been on there for a while, right? I think they...
Yeah, he got fired.
He got fired for heroin stuff.
Just pick a different one.
Try plugging the speakers into a different one.
Mm-hmm. He needed to get clean until he got fired?
They fired him for his own good.
Oh, one of those loving firings. You still need to talk to him.
And they never brought him back? I remember being in a comedy club and someone walked in and went, Jesus Christ, I was just in a car with fucking Artie Lang and he was driving around here down the lonely street screaming. I was like, wow, you shouldn't get in a car with him.
I mean, good story. But is it in the future?
This is the worst. What is this podcast?
Oh, my God. This is
recording?
Amazing. Yeah, we're still recording. We're putting
we're
ones
recording,
and zeros
but,
on
but Boston is playing with his fucking electronic starfish over there.
Dave,
and it's not going well,
here, man. Like, what
electronic starfish is the perfect term.
Dave, what'd you get into today?
What did I do today?
Yeah,
nothing.
It's coming through.
I wrote. I just sat. It was too hot. I didn't
okay,
want to
go. Okay, but hang on. When you say you wrote,
we'll get.
Yeah, I sat down and I wrote. I
you really did.
I'm that's writing a book and I'm writing a screenplay and then
and
I'm working
really,
on a
you
spec.
Sat down. Like you
what
woke
do you?
Up,
what
you
what
sat
book?
Down and you
I'm not going to say what the book is until it's done.
Oh, okay.
Which stupid. It's a stupid book.
Most of the time, I'll say I wrote. And it's mostly just me looking at the internet, like thinking about.
No,
writing.
No. If I do that, I'd say I fucked off all day.
Yeah.
But I sat down and I wrote. I wrote. I'm trying to do, you know, trying to stay focused. And do you have a kid?
All right, let's. We're gonna.
If
break,
you have a kid,
break
you
quick.
Feel like a douchebag for
we're
not
break
working.
Real quick.
And we're breaking. Just go ahead and play a song.
That was the best.
The thing where you like shuffle around all the good. Shit.
Oh, that thing.
It was good to have that. Maybe do not go. Oh, it falls apart. Drops the knees, you've only spoken from the heart and turned towards faith a million miles away. You don't know what it takes. Maybe do not come too late. And a fairy tale to come in spades, it blossoms and it fades. I am cold, I know, I've burned before, and this is what I've to show. Darling, I will be strong when I hear your voice in the words of that song. To erase the romance I've ignored for far too long.
about as old as war. Men are wont to make mistakes, so it falls apart and drops the knees. You've only spoken from the heart and turned towards faith a million miles away. You don't know what it takes.
That was Adam Lippman. Adam Lippman is a guy that was working at Benway Records in Venice Beach. He went off to college. I got his job at Benway Records in 2001. My first day, comedian, actor.
Joke rapper?
All? Just those two.
Mario Cantone?
Predator.
And?
Mario Cantone.
Close though. It was the guy from Barry Sobel.
Barry Sobel.
Walks
in. Oh, that was the one I was rooting for.
Yeah. So Barry Sobel walks in and he's like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah, but it sounds like Barry Sobel.
And then I was like, "I'm Jonah. I'm the new guy," which I think was like that couldn't have been written worse in a fucking movie. "I'm Jonah. I'm the new guy." And he's like, "Where the fuck is Adam?" I was like, "He went to college." He's like, "Fuck this. Tell Ron I'm never coming here again." And he walks out. Ron was the owner's name. I was like, "Hey, some guy came in, said, 'Where's Adam?' And he saw me." And he's like, "Oh. He
wants to fuck Adam."
He was like, "That's Barry Sobel, man. He likes him boyish."
Yes, he does.
For the listeners. Who's Barry Sobel?
Barry Sobel was a comedian in the 80s that was pretty big.
He was big. He's coming up. He did like a rap thing.
"I'm not blah 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 or the Beastie Boys." He was in Revenge of the Nerds Part 2.
He was terrible.
He wore a little tiny backpack.
Yes, he wore a little backpack. He was in Punchline.
He kind of looked like the
queerest power broker Adam Los Angeles has ever had.
Yalk?
Yes.
And who knows, if you had sucked up to him that day, you might be hosting the Tonight Show today.
He's not sucked up. He was in one of those.
All right, folks, here's a fellow who has his own beat. He's in a world all his own. Say hello to Barry Sobel, okay, Barry?
Jesus.
Yeah, whatever, kid.
This is 1987. Yeah, he looks like he's just a fucking dude from New York.
Yeah.
Yo, my girlfriend April. Yo, she's been having some troubles with her dad. Her dad's been coming down and going.
Just keep in mind, he went on stage like this, which is kind of like crazy to do at the time.
Yeah.
But this is in 87. This is the time in comedy where like there's so many comics that everybody had to just do something. Yeah. It's like, you know, like Emo Phillips is doing like Emo Phillips' thing. Bobcat Goldthwait's doing the Bobcat Goldthwait thing. Rerunner. Everyone's
breaking out of the observational.
Everyone's like trying to do something completely different.
Yeah.
And so his thing was that he was the white Jewish rapper. He was the Beastie Boys answer. To,
Yo, what I tell you about going out with those rap guys? Yo, April, what about you and these rappers? And they tore my big poster off the wall.
This is
I said, you know,
Richardson,
April,
right?
If you're out there tonight, yo, you know, if you're down.
You want to make a more inside reference?
Dad's listening.
Huge
check
crossover
this
between the Chelsea Lately crowd and the radio.
April, and here's the thing. April, great friend of mine, thinks she's a great comic, should have been on the show by now because she's an old hardcore straight edge kid.
Yes.
Way too into Morrissey.
Oh, God, is she? Jesus Christ.
I know. I love April so much. And like when like I took a picture of me and Michael Stipe like when I was in Athens. And then she like started texting me nonstop. She's like, "What the fuck? You gotta tell me all about me and Michael Stipe." I was like, and I answered, I responded, "Oh, of course you're into American Morrissey."
Now give me a beat. I'm not the Beastie Boys. I'm not Run DMC. I'm not Jay Leno or someone named Shecky. I'm just the motherfucking king of jokes. There is none more funny. If this was Las Vegas, you'd be throwing down money. See, here I am. So
this
understand
comedy,
when
yeah.
I'm in New York, I'm in the promised land. I'm
yeah.
a stand-up
no
comic. Well, that's my line. And I'd like to know your zodiac. 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 Zodiac sign. There's a lot. Zodiac.
I wonder if he or the audience,
Dave,
I thought that he was making fun of hip hop at the same time as being
Dave,
an outrageous character.
He's
like, he's
boom
clearly
like, and
from
how
that
did
scene.
You end up without yeah. a show? Like, you have a pulse, and
I
somehow
I didn't start until after the 80s.
No, not until the 90s.
Yeah, I started in 90.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got a good.
You waited a while after
Chung,
high school, then? Huh?
What?
You waited a while after high school?
Yeah.
Did you after did you want to be a comic when you
always
yeah
yeah I was, just was too scared to do it
yeah
and I went to college and all that shit you know
where'd you go to college
UC Santa Barbara
oh that's nice
bananas
was this dog
no that's not right
Santa Cruz
get him
motorcycles
side of city streets right there
yeah. yeah.
There you are. Good
Atwater
job.
Atwater Village.
Good job, Ruby.
Ruby chased him off.
Ruby left
the room. We could hear a motorcycle peel out. Ruby came back.
You showed that motorcycle.
All right, we're congratulating a dog. Let's wrap this up.
How's Ruby enjoy the heat?
Jesus Christ, Neil. You
get more upset with my encouragement to wrap it up than anyone I've ever encouraged to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's really insulting. It's like a guy that has no control trying to take it.
Well, who edits this?
Cash,
which right. means
so no one.
Everything's staying in.
That like 15-minute bit where like we were like pushing buttons and pulling cables, and you were interviewing
my fucking,
Dave.
My
it's all gonna be in there.
All gonna be in there.
And my Uber story is gonna be in there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh,
we're gonna do a special Uber promotion.
Your
code
your,
Wade.
Your 20-minute discussion of Big Head and the. Big Head, Todd and the Monsters is staying.
Big Head and the
Which
Monsters.
Which was a great discussion. It's probably the best discussion I've ever had about Big Head, Todd and the Monsters.
I like how you stopped to make sure you got Big Head, Todd and the
know,
Monsters.
I know, I
can't. You almost called it Big Head. And
the first time I saw the name of the band, I was like, what the, what?
Dude, I remember watching, I remember getting Columbia Music things. Those catalogs.
You were.
Oh, yeah. You
ow!
You were on the cutting edge.
And I would look at Big Head, Todd and the Monsters.
Don't even do it. It's loud.
Should
in
I
mind.
Not?
You have a
should
new
I not?
Soundboard?
Do
not?
It.
Some guy took a. Those are both Brad Stevens sound drops.
Oh, it's like a full.
Those are both Brad.
People send us soundboards from the last episode.
How dare you? Don't even do it.
So now we're just dropping
wait,
sounds in from the
do,
last episode.
Wait,
yeah.
Should I do a Brad and Boyd? Can you record this and then
yeah.
use it for future?
We are recording.
Yeah. So, hey,
wait,
Ross,
hold on. Let me check.
Ross Llewellyn. Yes. Those are from Ross Llewellyn.
Oh, I like that guy.
For your soundboard consideration.
How dare you?
I like it.
So
that's Brad and Boyd.
Yeah,
that was Brad.
That's Brad.
Yeah, that's Brad.
When I think of Brad and Boyd, I just think of. You idiot.
Don't even do it.
Wait, no, let him do some clean ones. So that
you
all right,
do some?
Ready? Ready? Here's a new sound.
By the way, Ross, you're on the clock. Give us these drops because no one has any.
Wrap it up, Ross.
I love it when it gets inside. I'm sorry. I love being inside.
Go ahead. Wait.
All right. Here we go.
These are clean sound drops for Ross Llewellyn.
Stop IDing them.
Take one.
You idiot.
Mm.
No, no, no. That's from... this is Brandon Boyd and Jonah and not, Mike Henry and...
it's not
and,
going well.
I know those guys.
Yeah. You keep on looking at what time do you need to get home?
No, I'm saying it's not his
no,
thing.
No,
I
saw
well.
You look at your.
No, 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 don't blame it on
oh,
me.
Oh no, man. I was having a back and forth with a babysitter.
Oh wait, what? Your wife? Is that what you call you? Is that what you call your wife?
No, no, no.
Say
he's
it. Say it. Can you?
My wife.
Yes, that's exactly
that,
it.
That's cut that one out, buddy.
Can anyone else do it?
Or were you just texting?
Cash, can
Barrett
you do it, or does it like
nah. telling her what to wear?
No.
Oh, I can do it.
Yeah, 56.
Do
it. Okay, I can do it.
My
I thought
wife.
You were...
But what if? Yeah,
it was
kind of
funny at Brian Posehn's wedding.
But can we?
It was.
That was the first time it was funny. It wasn't funny really in the movie.
Okay.
But then when people, Sarah Silverman included, it was a chorus of that. For 3.5 hours, people
I bailed on that wedding.
It was
people
yelling, my wife.
My girlfriend had just broken up with me, and I was devastated, and I went to a wedding, and I was like, fuck this shit. And then I bailed.
Was this the woman you ended up marrying?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wait,
oh, it turned out well.
Yeah, we were together for a while, and she broke up with me, and then it was right like a week before the wedding.
I got a bed out of that one of those breakups.
And
then, holy shit! Because your girlfriend broke up with you, I think Jonah and I got invited. We got like some super last minute invite.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, oh, cool. I'd love to go to like Santa Monica and do some shit at a
hey,
fancy
man,
hotel.
Shutters, right?
And yeah.
So wait a minute.
I drove there. I valeted my pickup truck.
Yeah, girl.
Left there with a lady. Dropped her off at a club.
Fuck yeah.
Went home alone.
Yeah.
It was great.
I don't remember is. the last part of that.
I don't know if this is going to encourage all the weirdos, but your wife broke up with you,
yeah,
and then came back to you,
yeah.
How did that go down? How does the
fascinating
Jesus
segment
wow.
seven?
All right,
she came to a realization that there was some hot shit that she had left behind
oh.
on the counter. You know what I mean?
Wow.
what kind of hot shit?
You're looking at it, baby.
No, seriously. Can you explain some of the hot shit? I like that joke you said about looking at you, but...
Oh, well, I am technically like a steaming... Like what comes out of a dog's asshole.
Hey, there's a dog right there.
Yo, so that must have been smoking.
Wade almost just dropped the mic.
He would have left if I wasn't his ride.
Would you have?
No,
are you not having fun?
No.
Here's
That's
the thing. Yeah, here's the thing that me and Wade have been trying is wine instead of beer. But then when wine runs out, you get so tired of wine. Wine makes you thirsty for beer. I've
Dude,
noticed.
Here's the thing: like you wine is never enough. Wait, hang on.
My wine.
Are we back on swing?
Wine. I'm now actively
what if
angry
guy that doesn't
at our
get
listeners.
It. Here, swing. And he just keeps on making other Wayne's World like swing, like, oh, Nuprin, little, yellow, different. combust a move where the games are played. It's cool, it's fresh, it's Noah's Arcade. Love guru.
I mean, I keep trying to think of the Austin Powers catchphrase, and I can't do it.
Schwing?
Yeah, baby.
No. Yeah, Schwing. Baby. Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
One.
That's so great.
God damn it.
So
we almost every episode we reference So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Thank God.
There's three versions of that song.
And they're really? All they're all
Two
amazing.
Two of them are on the So I Married
I don't
an
think
Axe
you can ruin that song. That's just a good song.
It's a great
I'll
song.
Ruin
song.
It's about heroin.
The laws are yeah.
Even
this is,
better.
You know what I found
that's
out
why
last
only one Laws record.
Yeah.
Because the guy was just so fucking...
Was he?
Ganked yeah. out that he was just... He was like, no, we got to redo everything.
Wow.
There's collections where it's just a ton of different versions of all the songs from that record. The one with the eye.
Did you guys know that Gigantic, the Pixies song, is about a guy with a huge dick?
I only... Thanks for listening!
Right, Q. We're not ending this. I only want to keep this going. Not only to keep Neil here because he doesn't want
to. I'll just fucking leave. Don't tempt me.
Yeah, no, I'll make you leave. But okay. You're not gonna because you're gonna worry about what everyone says. And then you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna listen to this episode, even though you don't listen to any episodes. You don't listen to any of these podcasts. Yet
he's
you're gonna listen
his
to
keys. He's gathering his keys and wallet. Now he's yelling. It's and he's not near a microphone. He's just yelling.
I know.
Do you have a job? He's getting up. Oh,
what's
no.
your job?
Oh, come on. Sit down. Come on.
Oh, right.
Not that early.
Dave, I think we stumbled into some weird interpersonal shit.
Ugh, my hand hurts. Hold the microphone.
What time do you have to get up?
You deserve that pain.
What time do you have to get up?
I have a lot of pain.
I have to get up at 7, too. I'm fucking sitting right here.
Dude, I have to get up at 7.
I might get up at 6.
I can sleep in a little tomorrow. Doesn't matter because we can't.
Seriously, it's like 2 hours at this point.
I've never seen a guy on a podcast get
mad at the podcast and want it to end ever. Neil resembles every listener.
Neil is our polling conduit. Numbers.
I think it's good to have on a podcast a cranky grandpa.
Yeah, I suppose that's.
And
what
now
I
we
am.
Have fucking three between Drew, Wade, and Neil. We have so many.
Why are you laughing?
I'm.
Do you want to hear what you are?
No.
Oh boy.
What is he?
Yeah. What
He's
is
the
he?
Guy that fucking lost our Portland episode?
Said the guy who lost our Andrew Jackson Jihad episode.
I didn't. I kicked the fucking cord out and then got blamed for it. God damn it!
You're about to go again. Look at your foot. What are you doing?
I'm the only one who's in the fucking nexus of this goddamn spider web.
Do you know what you are? You're Star Wars Episode 4.
Oh, no.
Me?
A New Hope. A New Hope. That's the first good one.
Well, he seems like he's in New
Hope,
but then...
Episode 4... Yeah, that is A New Hope.
Yeah, but it's Jar Jar Binks and...
No, that's episode one.
No, he missed.
Oh, is that one?
No, the fourth one is the first good one.
I don't like four either, but...
Oh, my God, you guys.
The first one?
I only like the second one.
Oh, with the pod racing?
That's the second new one.
No, I only like the second original.
Okay, so you like episode
Empire.
5.
I like Empire.
Like 5.
I don't like the rest of them.
All right, let's all go shoot ourselves.
There she goes. Oh.
Have you guys seen the Peeps movie?
Is it with the marshmallows? Is there a microwave in it? The microwave is the villain, right?
Really, what else do we have to... Dude.
You're listening to.
I got a
Neil
network
gets
cut
angry.
Due tomorrow. This is that means like me working all the time.
You said my episode was done.
They
said my story was done.
Who?
You said my story was done. You said you got done cutting my episode.
I got done cutting my version of your episode. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, there's notes.
Oh, there's notes. Oh, there are notes, my
well,
friend.
You know what? Hey, did you watch any of the trailers that ABC put out today?
No.
You want to see how it cuts something? You want to see the way professionals can put something together to make you sit down and go, I never want to watch that show. I say you watch the ABC trailers. Have you seen the trailer for Selfie?
I just heard the name of Selfie.
There's a show called Selfie?
Hashtag this, hashtag that. It's called Selfie. It's about a girl that does a selfie. She does selfies.
She does selfies all over the place.
You know, the kids, if you're trying to get the kids
to
the TV.
Do you have the world as a vampire on that soundboard? Not so much about vampires, but more about the world being
the world is a vampire.
That doesn't exist. Yeah, I have to do like, for our show, we have to do like teases for the next act, and that's the worst part of my job.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... Oh, let's like cut a bunch of stuff that doesn't happen really and then just kind of like cram it into like 8 seconds.
There's actually nothing I loathe more than seeing a teaser for what I'm about to watch.
Yes. It's the fucking worst.
Yeah. It's the worst.
But when you decide on like, oh, that's how the show works, it's like, I guess we gotta do
Yeah, but it's what you're doing is the worst thing that people do on Earth.
Yeah, and I try to make it a point to put stuff in the teaser that never
that's great
airs.
That's awesome.
But it's like super enticing. But yeah. I've got 7.5 hours of footage to work
with.
Oh
God, could you imagine watching a drunk 7.5 hours of Jonah?
Yeah,
I absolutely can.
Can I imagine it, or did I go through it this last weekend? I didn't go through it. I enjoyed it this last
weekend. I feel like
weekend,
the Beatles
Jonah.
Are breaking up right now.
No. It's not.
Anyway, so we're wrapping up.
Can I be Ringo?
Cash lost
Neil, I want you to do this thing. There's a thing I notice about a lot of music that comes out lately where it sounds like people are making a music specifically.
Okay, we're
going to
rehash some bits from Portland this weekend.
You look like you have a horn.
No, I'm not doing that to spoil the episode. I'm doing it to like shit on Cash. So you should enjoy that.
Well, it's supposed to be spontaneous, right? I was going to have you do one. I was going to have
I feel like
do one. I was going to have Wade do one.
I now feel like I'm at a Thanksgiving dinner. Someone else has invited me to their house.
Shut up!
Exactly. That's
we're going to have a good time. This is supposed to be a happy, fun place.
Okay.
You disrespect my
wife? No, go ahead.
You disrespect my wife?
Please.
To be fair, your wife did leave an hour ago.
Thank you. May I?
Please do.
Dear God, thank you for this meal. We
we are going to read some ad copy.
I just
underscored by.
I just want to plug my podcast.
Yeah, we got it. Here's the thing. I'm gonna have Neil do one. I'm gonna
we'll
have
link
you guys
it. Don't worry about
do
it.
One. Are you guys ready for this?
What are we doing?
This is the thing I've noticed about music coming out right now. It seems like it's being tailor made to be in commercials about vague technology.
Well, okay. you can't blame them. The commercials pay better than everything.
Dong
else.
Dong 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 dong.
Jesus Christ! Don't be so mean to them. All right. So here's an example, and Neil's gonna read this while listening to Homecoming Heroes by Head in the Heart. So,
name is more than just a noun, verb, or adjective. It's your life, your legacy, your journey, your sacrifices, and everything you've worked hard for every day for all of your life. As an adolescent, a young adult, and an adult. Don't let anybody tarnish it. Don't let anybody tarnish it when you know you lived up to your own set of ethics and personal ethos. And the
wave of he's just doing VO, baby. He's good at it.
If you're wondering why you can't hear that, it's because he pissed off the dude with the mixing board.
All right.
Oh,
so
boy. Come on,
that was the Head and the Heart, and that was a thing that cop killer Christopher Dorner wrote in his
That's really nice. It sounded really nice, though.
Yeah, it did sound really nice.
It sounded,
holy shit.
Sounded right, upbeat.
Let's
like,
do another one. I'm going to have
Dave. I
kind of
want to buy that product that's associated
with
that.
I'm
going to
have Dave read one. Let me just...
This is VO.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Is that what you say every time you're about to like do something big? It's you're about to go record like a special. You're like, Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Can't do any worse than what they did.
All right, so
I got arrested.
Am I reading the second one there?
Yeah, the second one. Are you ready for it?
For sure.
Choice is the keynote of self-determinism. To determine anything, you must have the choice to determine. Choice to determine means that you must have the power of decision. Decision and time have a lot in common. When we have clean, clear decision, we have clean, clear time. And when we have indecision, there is an unclarity about time.
Who was that by?
Adolf Hitler.
No, wow. You fucked it up, man.
I really want to buy whatever
that
Adolf
was
Hubbard.
Right.
No,
right.
You read the L. Ron Hubbard quote.
I was going to say, it's
below
like
it.
All clear.
Oh, L. Ron Hubbard?
L. Ron Hubbard. Oh, that was L. Ron Hubbard.
I said the second one. I thought it was
the amount of times.
Oh, you put the name below. Oh,
the amount of times it said clear in it. You should have known.
Clear and clarity.
Do you
want to
do the Adolf one?
I fucked it up.
Yeah,
it's all fucking ruined.
I can read it. I didn't bring my glasses.
Would you rather me do it?
It is. You should probably read it.
But everyone knows it's Adolf now.
Yeah, now it's
all fucked
up.
Yeah, it's fun, but here we go.
No, it could be.
Do you have one more? Do you maybe have something from Ted Kaczynski?
I just have the ones.
Clear and clean is very Hitler, too.
Yeah, clean and under control. It's also Maybelline.
Yeah. It's also so Barry Bonds.
Here's one. But like, listen, like, realize that all those fucking tech commercials, the Google commercial, the Apple commercials, like all these commercials they're like so this. Vague.
Yeah,
and they present such like, they're just like adhering to this idea that it's like, just live your life and be fun and free. And so this is another one from Adolf Hitler.
Super
here it is.
Out of her.
Yeah, exactly. Here it is. All great movements are popular movements. They are volcanic eruptions of human passions and emotions, stirred into an activity by a ruthless goddess of distress, or by the torch of the spoken word cast into the midst of the people. That one didn't work as well.
Because it was Adolf.
I was kind of picturing like the invisible psych, like the white psych, and just a close-up shot of Jonah as he's staring there, looking into the camera, sort of intently, but still hipstery.
And talking about Bing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you still do those?
No. It turns out they can't do them anymore because some guy at a college did the Bing It On challenge and redid all the things that they said they did and said they're lying.
Oh.
And so there was like, you know, on every Better Business Bureau site, it's just a fucking picture of me mid-double chin.
Holy shit.
Mid-double chin going,
Way to get undercut by a dude working for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't even alternate research.
That's the thing. Like, that's the first thing you would do.
Is Google Bing?
You would do as a person who was watching those. You would go like, "Well, I'm gonna do that."
Yeah.
Of course. And the guy's like, "It's like I'll do it as many times and see if it works." Yeah.
Holy shit.
I hope someone got fired.
I'm sorry, Jonah.
No. It's okay. I got the money.
It's not okay. Okay.
From Scarface, first you get the money.
Mm-hmm. Then you get the bitches.
I didn't really remember the rest of it. But I just know that the money is first.
And then a guy gets cut up with a...
All right, guys. Real quick. We're going to break for a new podcast song.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, are we breaking?
We're going to break for a new podcast song. We're going to come back and say goodbye. But I have to find it.
And I'm so excited.
In this iced tea podcast.
Are you serious? New body count song?
New body count song.
Series. See that.
Man, Paula Tompkins is hilarious.
It smells like
amazing products, but it's an incredible all around.
Still longest running.
Hold on.
Comics.
I want to host a podcast. It's just,
wait, hold on.
Surfing through iced
tea. Hold on.
Linked up to all his social media on his page. The reason we get mad about the bait and switch or toll booths. It's because we as consumers don't feel like we're getting the value. Frankly, that situation is more the rule than the exception. Not with Squarespace. Squarespace now is an amazing product.
Does that count? Do we get sponsored off Ice T's Squarespace sponsorship?
Puts a lot of great Americans to work. Treats them incredibly well. Has
still longest running.
He doesn't need to take the $12.50 out of his pocket.
But he makes so much fucking money.
At gmail.com. So that's
he's like, on a TV show.
Vicky once again.
Is that still on?
Talked out of
4-7.
Yeah.
There goes.
Put that body count record. I'll pick it up and I'll tell a friend about the podcast as always. Have a great show. I can't wait to hear the new track on Tuesday when I download this.
My nigga, stay down.
Hey, okay. Look, it's a word we'll never say.
It's a new body count track.
Podcast. This is number 10. Jim, like I said, you taught me something today. I thought I didn't give a fuck, but what I did, I realized today, Jim Norton doesn't give a fuck.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun. I enjoyed this a lot. It really was a lot of fun.
So we're about to close out. If anybody's trying to contact you, Jim, I know you on Open.
Also, this is one of the only podcasts, so they're probably just playing other guys' podcasts.
I think we're eating our tail,
Monday
guys.
Monday through Friday. We are 6:30 to 10:30. We replay 24 hours.
This is disappointing. I thought there was a dude
and
whose rap
Jim
name
Norton
was
on Twitter,
Jim Norton.
Or jimnorton.com. You can download American Degenerate for $5. Or you can watch it on Netflix.
It's actually just Jim Norton.
$5. Less exciting. Come on. People, when the man says it's $5... I mean, that's how much a soda costs. Like,
where are you fucking buying sodas? Where it costs $5.
It's hard.
Motherfucking AMC theaters.
It's just amazing how little you know about the hood.
I'm just trying to play a song from this new body count record, Manslaughter, which is a reference
to pirate off another podcast.
Well, no, because it was out, but apparently it wasn't allowed to be.
What?
On Twitter at Wahid Black, Facebook at Wahid Clark.
Why are people actually waiting for a body count song?
Wahid. No.
W-A-H-I-D-A. Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
The cover of it is...
I bought the Body Count album before the one that had the original Cop Killer song before they yanked it.
You know
it?
How much that's worth now?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's worth like the CD with actual the Cop Killer where he has the drawing has the Cop Killer thing on his chest. It's worth a lot of money.
The CD?
Yeah.
I have it somewhere.
That's all it came out on, I think.
There you go.
That
college fund.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you ever listen to Body Count?
Are we still recording?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still recording.
That's a drop we need to do.
No.
What did you listen to your senior year of high school?
MelAwarenessFoundation.org. You know.
Here we go.
Talk shit. Get shot. Act hard, motherfucker. Get shot. Run up, motherfucker. Get shot. Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while. Motherfucker ain't got shot in a while. Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while. Motherfucker ain't got shot. Prepare for impact, mask and black cats. You were speaking, now you're leaking with your bitch ass. I'ma say this once, I don't play with the AK and trip. I hit you, my clips, I flip you. I'm not your average, you reaper with the sweeper. Conflict turns the clock, kicks and bullet hits. Motherfucker talk shit, get your wig split. I don't give a fuck about you and your bitch clip. Talk shit, talk shit. Get shot. Act hard, motherfucker. Get shot. Run up, motherfucker. Get shot. Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while. Motherfucker ain't got shot in a while. Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while.
Great
job, Body Count.
When a song on this show starts using the N-word a bit too much, I get a little bit...
A lot of phones come out.
Well, that's why I don't like Nirvana.
No? Wade, you've turned that corner.
Yeah, I'm really fucked up.
It's the wine to beer thing.
Well,
so why are you drinking wine? You dusted a bottle of white wine because
I'm
you're
fat as fuck, man. I'm so fat. I'm so fat.
Oh, it's gonna be a 2-hour podcast.
I only drank beer tonight because it was the only thing that was offered to me.
Wow.
And I bought it, by the way.
Yeah, he did buy it. I owe you some cash.
It's getting weird.
No, yeah, no. Your podcast doesn't usually break down into who paid for what.
Yeah, because it's always going to be Greg.
That's not fair. Greg's had a lot of failures in the last couple of years.
Whoa!
Oh wait, no. I'm just reiterating.
When can I plug my new podcast?
Right now, right now, right the fuck now! You can do that.
Right now,
right now.
Okay, it's called.
Oh my
well,
god!
Well, we've had a lot of fun hanging out.
No! Don't do that. Wait and believe.
What's it called? What's your podcast called? What's your name? Sir, step out of the vehicle. Step out of the vehicle.
It's something about fiction.
It's called the Mexicans?
Real life. All right.
No, they're real.
Well, we've had a lot of fun hanging
Wade
out.
Wade and Willie, Real Life Conspiracy.
What is
Vera
it?
Audio. Suck a dick.
Okay. Mine's called The Dollop.
Yeah.
And what's the one? Dollop? My album is called Shame Chamber.
What's the deal with the...
Are you just you're waiting for Greg
why
to come
you,
back from
why
Australia
you
before you
so much time, man?
Well,
why do you want to talk about my?
Oh, because he knew the things that he wanted.
No, he just said it was the dollop, and you were like, "Oh, what about the dollop?"
No, I wasn't saying what about the dollop. I can give a shit about the podcast that he does without his friend that wrote a fucking amazing book.
He's in Australia, so I started another.
Well, you're number one.
What do you mean?
Your record, Shame Chamber, got number one.
My record was number one in Australia, yes. Number seven here.
That's
what
the,
about
that's
your record?
What about
the record that I don't have because records are
retarded.
Okay. I mean,
I mean, I obviously don't have one because they're retarded.
You're clearly not retarded.
Doesn't your shoegaze band have a record out?
What's that?
Doesn't your shoegaze
I'm not a part of that band. Yeah, no, I love that.
So please check out Dave's podcast, Walking the Room, and The Dollop. Also check out Wade's podcast.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories or something along those lines. Yeah. Willie Randolph.
No.
Something along those lines is
real life fiction.
Neil's got
real
the title. Neil's got the title.
Conspiracy theories or something along those
real
lines.
Real life fiction, you dick.
No, no. Real life fiction.
Real life fiction.
Sorry, you dick.
Conspiracy
it's
theories.
It's unfair
or so,
audio.
I don't know. Fuck. What do we? Why has he got all the? Oh, fuck you. I got too blasted.
Okay.
It's on feral audio. That's all you need to know.
There's eight
it's
podcasts
much
on
more
that
credible
thing. Like, go look for it.
This.
All of them are great. All of
you guys
feral
just
audio.
Around with the soundboard.
We got that right, motherfucker.
Listen.
There's upwards of to like 500 dudes listening to this thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
All right.
Who let the dudes out?
Well, we've had a lot of fun hanging out.
Not Neil.
Give it up to
Dave Anthony.
Thank you.
Hey, Dave
Wade
Anthony.
Wade Randolph.
Hello.
I just got a text from Dee. She's wrapping it up, giving the cat away. I'm sure she's
one last cat tomorrow.
Did the cat get home safe? Like,
she drove to the valley to go.
And it's done?
She ended up Ubering it to Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Just threw it into the ocean.
Yeah, and then the Uber guy was like, go on, get. No one wants you anyway. Get on, get.
They had to throw stones at her.
Yeah.
Cat's got
a train in San
Cat's
Jose.
Got one star.
I want to thank everybody for listening. We've had a live.
We've had 1 hour of fun in the 2 hours you've heard us.
Holy shit.
You know what? This degenerated
into fucking nonsense.
Okay. Yeah, why not? Who cares?
That's all
these things are. No one wants to hear shit when they listen to these things.
What about
anyone who wants to listen to a podcast is just listening to fucking noise in the background while they drive to work.
What about the lack of fiction with Tony Collins or whatever his podcast is?
That one's good.
That one is good.
That one's good.
I love lack of fiction. That's what podcasts are. They are lack of fiction. There's not an idea in there anymore. Isn't he like a quarterback?
I don't think it's a person. Is that a
Tony
person?
Collins sounds like a quarterback.
It does sound
Wait,
like
no,
a,
no, no. He's, not, he's the gay football player, right?
No, that's guy's
Way
name
to be
Sam.
Topical.
Sam Collins. I got half of it right.
All right, we're gone. This is Trying to Find a Balance by Atmosphere.
Oh, what a weird pull.
They love the taste of blood. And I don't know what that means, but I know that I mean it. Maybe they're as evil as they seem, or maybe I only look out the window when it's scenic. Atmosphere finally made a good record. Yeah, right, that shit almost sounds convincing. The last time I felt as sick and contradictive as this was the last time we played a show in Cincy. Get real, they tell me. If only they knew how real this life really gets. They would stop acting like a silly bitch. They would respect the cock, whether or not they believed in it. Doesn't take much, and that's messed up. Because these people do a lot of simple shit to impress us. While everyone was trying to outdo the last man, I was just a ghost trying to catch some Miss Pac-Man. Hello, ma'am, would you be interested in some sexual positions and emotional investments? See, I'm not insane, in fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking, yo, where did all the passion go? East Coast, West Coast, down south, Midwest. Nowadays, everybody knows how to get fresh. Somebody give me a big yes. God bless America. But she stole the beat from Black. Now I'm too fucked up to dance, so I'ma sit with my hand on the front of my pants. You can't achieve your goals if you don't take that chance. So go pry open that trunk and get those amps, you know? In days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm
I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. So now I keep a close eye on my pets, because they make most of their moves off of instinct and sense. It's eat, sleep, fuck, and self-defense. So straight, you can set your clocks and place bets. Wait, let's pray on a blind, deaf, dumb, dead. Hustle, maybe a couple will love what you said. MCs drag their feet across a big naked land with an empty bag of seed and a fake shake of hand. Yeah, I got some last words. Fuck all of y'all. Stop writing raps and go play volleyball. Gotta journey the world in a hurry, cause my attorney didn't put enough girls on the jury. Guilty of dropping these bombs in the city, but I'm innocent. Love is the motive, that's why I'm killing them. Guilty of setting my fire in all 50, but I'm innocent. Blame it on my equilibrium. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. See me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I gotta find my balance, I gotta find my balance.
Now all my friends are famous. See the one thing or another. Y'all don't know what my name is. Probably know both of my brothers. One is a hard-working savior, the other's a hard-working soldier. I'm just your next-door neighbor, working hard and trying to stay sober. Wait for the car at the corner, pretend like you know what the plot is. Won't quit till I hit California, make you my golden state goddess.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.